Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Evening, dear listener. So, moral dilemma today. And I need your help on lots of things. I've got lots of queries and questions for you. We'll be playing the silent bits from songs. I need a list of songs that have got silent bits in for an art installation. But the ethical question of the evening is thus. You know the car park money for hospitals? Where does it go? And is it bad to not pay it?
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, it's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Down this road that never seems to end. When new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I wanna settle down. Until tomorrow the whole world is my home. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Maybe tomorrow, I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. There's a world that's waiting to unfold. A brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there and we've paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow I wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you wanna join me for a while.
Here we go. We have got a record number of 339 people watching us on Periscope, which is literally 339 people more than Julia Hartley Brewer gets listening to her entire show, which is a shame because it's a great show. So more people should listen to it, really, is what I'm trying to say. Welcome, Periscopers. If you're watching around the world, you can listen online at talkradio.co.uk. If you are listening abroad and you want to call in, well, you can either dial the phone number 0844 499 1000 and we call you back instantly, or you can send an email to Ian, I-A-I-N, at ianlee.com. And I will get the email, put your phone number in it, and one of the team will call you up. How's about them apples? How's about them delicious apples? So, the deal is, I am going to the hospital. God, it's so boiling in here. We need to get fans. That's what we need. We need to get fans in here. That's what we need. I'm going to the hospital every single day at the moment. Every single day. And I'm spending an absolute fortune. A fortune on their delicious puddings. Today's pudding, I've never seen anything like it, right? I don't really know what the puddings are. I know sometimes there's a crumble, sometimes there's a sponge, and you get custard on it, and that's groovy, man. But the pudding today, and by the way, tonight, as well as Katie Hopkins Bingo, we're playing a brand new quiz, which is called Name the Silence. Name that silence. That's what it's called. Name that silence. That's what it's called. If you want to play, 0844 499 1000. I'll play you a silence. You've got to name where it comes from. It's going to be good. And then I'm going to release it as an art piece, as an art installation. I'm going to get it pressed on 7-inch vinyl and take it to Tate Modern, and it'll be an art installation. You go, oh, yeah, it's good, that. Yeah, it was good, that. Anyway, so spending a fortune on the food. The food itself is a bit crummy, but the pudding's nice. The pudding today, right, it was definitely rhubarb. I love a bit of rhubarb. You've got to cook it properly, otherwise it's poisonous. Is that true or is that a lie? That may have been a lie from my grandparents. They were liars. But a nice bit of rhubarb. My mouth is salivating at the thought of the memory of the rhubarb, what I done eat today. But the top bit looked like meringue. Is that an actual thing? Can you really have meringue? I can't even construct it into a sentence. Rhubarb meringue? What the hell is that? I tell you what it is. It's a mixed up, muddled up pudding that tastes flippin' awesome when it's covered in custard. But meringue, I can't even say 0844 499 1000. I can't even put it into words. Rhubarb meringue? What the hell was that? And I tell you what, the pudding I really want, and I'm going to have it this week, right? I'm going to make it myself, right? Because it reminds me of how poor we were growing up in the war. I didn't grow up in the war, but we must have been poor. That's almost rhymes. I'm a poet and I never realised. The best pudding known to mankind, right? Bananas and custard. Whoa, flipping me some of that. Bananas, and you chop it quite thin. You chop the banana quite thin. Yeah, the big bowl of birds, instant custard. It's got a big instant powdered custard, yeah? Can you still get that? Bananas and custard. Oh, yes! That's what I'm talking about. That. Not banana custard. No, not banana flavoured custard. Some of you are saying on Periscope, like lunatics. No. Is birds normal powdered custard? What do you add to birds custard to make it? Is it water or is it milk? It must be water, because that must be a Second World War invention, to powder custard. And they wouldn't have had much milk then, because of all the cows were being dropped on Nazi Germany. So it must be water that makes birds instant custard. Man alive, I could just drown in that shiz. Anyway, so I'm spending a lot of money on the food in there, right? And I'm getting fat as a direct result. 0844 499 1000. So I'm looking for ways to cut my cloth accordingly and spend less money. Now, this is where we get into ethically it could be murky. Legally, it's very murky. It is beyond murk. It's the underworld I am flirting with this week quite heavily. What I need to know is, before I drop myself in it, the money that you would normally spend on car parking in hospitals, right? We all know it's a rip-off. We all know it's a rip-off. To whom does that money's pocket enter? Whom owns the money that would be spent on the car park? Does it go towards buying, I don't know, toys for, you know, dying kiddies? Dialysis machine? Does it go towards that? Or does it go to some dodgepots who are smoking cigars and doing all kinds of shenanigans? Does it go to a private company? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know tonight. The money that one would normally be spending on car parks, and I'm not for a second at the moment saying I found a scam to not pay for the car parking. I'm not saying that. I'm not suggesting that. I may say that later on. I may suggest that later on. I'm certainly not saying or suggesting at the moment until I know legally and ethically where I stand. Because if it were to turn out that if, for example, I had found a clever scam to avoid paying for parking that works every single day, right? But then you were to say, well, that would be buying a PlayStation for the dying kiddies ward, then I'd be really upset by that. And so I wouldn't go any further with that conversation. But if you were to phone up 0844 499 1000 and say, no, That money goes to a private company that doesn't even pay tax in this country, that is investing offshore in guns, animal sex experiments, and yeah, I said sex experiments because that happens, or nicotine, then in that case, then I will maybe continue revealing myself a little bit more. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We're also playing Name That Silence. We'll have a little bit of Katie Hopkins bingo. She's still banging on the other side. If you want to guess what that old troll is talking about, you can give us a call. 0844 499 1000. I've actually got loads of stuff today. I'm showing it to the Periscopers. That's the show tonight, guys. Let's be having you. Alan Caddick. Yes, boss?
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Alan Caddick.
I got some good news on me mum.
Sorry?
Got some good news on me mum.
Hey, what's happened? She's found out that you were adopted and you're not really her son.
No, She may be home by Friday.
Hey, flippin' heck, that's all right, isn't it?
I know, I'm chuffed about that.
That's good news. My mum will be home next week. She's going to spend the week in hospital recuperating. And she'll be back next week, so that's good news.
Yeah,
but she's been moved.
Mum's having physio.
Oh!
To get her walking.
With a good-looking young Spanish gentleman?
No, it was a female physiotherapist.
Female physiotherapist, but still good-looking female physiotherapist?
Oh, she can get me walking any day.
Yay! Or get you sitting down. No.
Well, anyway.
She could. Hang on a minute. She could be conducting sex experiments with you.
No, I don't think so. That would be medically unethical.
It would be medically... At what point... Right, here's the question of the day. At what point are you ethically allowed to have sex with your doctor or any medical person treating you? When ethically are you allowed to, Alan?
I don't think you're allowed to.
Ooh.
Because you've got patient-doctor confidentiality and all that.
Well, I need to make a quick phone call during the adverts, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Okay, Alan, you want to play Katie Hopkins bingo?
Yes, please.
Okie dokie. Katie Hopkins, the troll. And it's been beautiful. I've been trolling her online, right, by teasing her. She can't reply to me. Because if she replies to me, then she acknowledges that my show exists, and loads of her followers will then know my show exists.
Well, I've just seen a picture of her on the LBC website. I want to print it off and put it on a dartboard.
Oh, yeah? And then what? Lay back on your bed and play with yourself?
Throw darts at it.
I think she's you know, not that this should matter, and this is... Just note to self, within the first 14 minutes of the show, I've already commented on the looks of two types of female, a physiotherapist and a troll. I think she's a fine-looking woman, Katie Hopkins.
Perfect for a dinner party, not perfect to go out on a date with.
Yeah, so perfect for a dinner party, where you don't care who you sleep with, but when it comes to actual romance, the kind of woman, let me get this right, are you saying Katie Hopkins is the kind of woman you'd like to be locked in a hotel room with a minibar, for a weekend, but not the kind of woman you would like to take to your recuperating mother during one of her physiotherapy sessions?
No, I don't think so.
OK, well, I'm glad we got that sorted out. Alan, stay there. Oh, do you know how to go to the break, Catherine? Well, I tell you what we'll do. 0844 499 1000. Alan, stay there. We'll play Hopkins Bingo after this. You all right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Late night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, okay. So it's a busy show already. 0844 499 1000. Who trousers the bonds? That you would, if you were to pay the parking in a hospital, where does that go? Does it go towards buying a ventilator? I've seen a ventilator this way. I've actually seen a ventilator. That's a life support machine, isn't it? Being used on someone. Flipping heck. They don't look anything like I imagined. They just have a little wheel that goes round. I guess I don't actually know what is it. It's keeping your lungs going. Is it? Is that what a ventilator does? It's quite a morbid conversation, but you never know. When heaven forfend, we might have to use one ourselves. Well, not ourselves. We wouldn't be able to operate it ourselves. A trained medical person would have to do that. But all it is, it's like this big sort of filing cabinet with a wheel that spins round. And it, sometimes it goes down your throat. Sometimes it goes in the old neck hole. It's a mighty piece of kit, guys. So we're talking about that. If anyone wants to play, name that silence. Name that silence. It's a good game, right? It's a proper good game. 0844 499 1000. But right now, Caddick is playing Hopkins Bingo. So, Alan.
Yes, Ian.
Okay. You, what do you think Katie Hopkins is banging on about now?
Lord Heseltine, he said, quote, Boris Johnson is losing his judgment over the EU referendum.
Yes.
My question is, yeah, is Michael Heseltine white?
He is definitely white, yes.
No, R-I-G-H-T.
Say again.
R-I-G-H-T.
Oh, is he right? Sorry. He's definitely white.
Yeah.
But is he right? We can't talk specifics about the EU referendum, all right?
No, this is quoted on the BBC News website. Yeah.
Here's a question, though, that I think I can legally ask, right? Am I the only person... I don't really care either way about... I don't really care. I was talking to my mum about this. I don't really care. Whatever happens, the next day I'll be like, oh, yeah. OK, on with my life. And the BBC and LBC are both trying to... You know, they're playing jingles. This is the most important decision you'll ever have to make. The most important decision Britain will make. You decide on June or whenever it is. And I'm sat there thinking...
What
was that buzzing noise?
No, that's me.
Yeah, I know.
It's scratching my head.
Do that, scratch it again. Okay, sounded like a... I'm sat there thinking, honestly, I care about the EU referendum like 3% more than I cared for the PC, the Police and Chief Crime Commissioner election, which I didn't vote in.
I mean, talk about a wasted vote, that was. First person has been second person. Why was it straight first past the post with that?
I don't even know. I don't understand. I'm not even going to translate that, Caddick. But I'm going to take a survey tonight, a poll. We can't talk about the specifics. And I don't want to talk about the ins and outs of the EU referendum, right?
Okay.
I know which way I'm going to vote, because I asked my son, right? I asked my six-year-old son, I said, what do you want? And he told me. It's like, all right, well, I might as well do that. But honestly, I'm going to ask everybody, and I bet nobody is that bothered. The only people that are bothered, right, are Farage, because he's just walking around with a permanent stiffy, because he's got this going on. Oh, yeah. Right, and Boris Johnson, because he gets his spot in the limelight.
Well, what about Sadiq Khan?
Sadiq Khan, I don't think that man's ever going to, you know. But David Cameron will probably be a little bit, and there'll be like some people in Labour who want to stay in that are finally getting their moment in the spotlight that's been denied because they're nobodies.
Like Jeremy Corbyn.
Well, not even Jeremy Corbyn. Some players further down. But I honestly think, right, nobody gives a stuff about it. Nobody really, really cares. It won't have, whatever happens, the impact on me will be, I don't think I'll notice it either way.
Well, I have got a second hand just in case.
Thanks very much indeed. Right, so Alan, what do you think she's asking? Is
Boris Johnson white?
Is Boris Johnson white? Okay.
Well, I've got a second hand.
Oh, you want to play your second? Well, we've got no one to go up against you. This is the problem. This is the problem, Alan. You see, we've got no one.
It's me against the dealer.
No. Well, it could be you against the dealer. We're going to give 30 seconds, Alan.
Yeah.
I'm going to play 30-second bit of music.
Yeah.
And this will give people who are a little bit nervous, but they want to play Hopkins Bingo, it will give them time to call in. The number's 0844 499 1000.
We call you back.
We call you back, guys. Okay, so should we give them 30 seconds, Caddick?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh,
anybody?
Oh, no, hang on a minute. Everything's gone to cock.
Have you got the countdown theme?
No, I've got this. Here we go. Oh, 0844 499 1000. We call you back. Here we go. There's a slight delay from me saying these words to people hearing them, so I'm expecting the phones to go nuts in about 5 seconds. Hopkins Bingo, get your calls in now. Right, Do you know what? Everybody can get knotted, as far as I'm concerned, Alan. Everybody listening can stick their DABs and their smartphone apps and their talkradio.co.uks and their periscopes right up their jacksy. Everybody. I was working my balls off then for those guys, Caddick, and not one of them had the cojones to pick up the phone. All the respect for me to pick up the phone. Oh, now they're calling in! Oh, now we get a blind fella. Oh, now they're calling in.
Let me get someone on.
I don't know if I want them on, Alan.
I do.
I don't know if I want them on after the way they've treated us.
Let's take a chance.
Take a chance.
Yeah, like ABBA.
Take a chance like ABBA. If you take a chance... I'll be next in line, you know, if you hurry home. But I'm on my own. If you do your very best and leave it out, I'm gonna go right now, gonna take it out. Take a chance. When you're pretty bird, and you home, well, no. And I don't know why, gonna let you go. Take a chance. Ba 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 ba, your pretty bird has gone, and you're only one. If you take a chance on me, gonna let you go. Your turn, Alan.
Take a chance on me. If you leave me, let me know. I'm gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down.
Take a chance. Ba 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 ba. Yeah, I mean, you got some of the words and the tune wrong, Alan, but fair play. I did put you on the spot. I put you on the spot there, didn't I?
Yes, right.
We've got people ready to play, and I've got the hang on a minute. I've got the jingle and everything. This is
okay.
Proper. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Katie Hopkins Bingo with the one and only Ian Lee.
It's a bit American, then it goes a bit Lancashire, and then it goes a bit paedophile. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of goes all around...
All around the Wrekin.
Right. Okay, we've got two contestants you're up against, Alan.
Yeah.
Would you like to pick line 7 or line 8 as your first contender?
Go for line 7.
Okay, line 7. Oh, no, hang on a minute. I'll put you there. Right, line 7. Introduce yourself, please, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, line 7.
Manny, that's you.
Oh, it's me!
Hello.
Sorry.
No, hang on, it's Manny. Manny.
Yeah.
Right, Manny. Oh, so tell us a little bit about yourself, Manny.
Well, I've only come to say hello, because I've just come back from holiday. Right.
Manny, how long have... I believe it's been your lifelong ambition to appear on Katie Hopkins Bingo, isn't it?
Well, don't listen to her.
No.
Okay.
And I believe it says here you've got a funny story about something that happened on your honeymoon. Why don't you tell us about that? If it even involves a ski yoghurt.
Oh, can't remember that far back. It's been 27 years.
Great story. Manny, stay there. We're going to come back to you in a second and get your answer for Katie Hopkins Bingo. Let's go to the other contender, Alan. And I believe we've got Emma on the line. Good evening, Emma.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Have to ask the contestants not to confer, please. Have to ask... after an incident last week, have to ask all contestants not to confer, and partly because Alan Caddick is contagious. Emma, tell us a little bit about yourself. You look very pretty in that dress.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Are we not allowed to... am I not allowed to talk to Alan?
No.
Please?
No.
Oh, right, a little bit about myself. I'm a teacher from Cumbria.
Oh, yeah. And I believe you've got a funny story.
It's Alan's heavy breathing at the moment.
Is
that getting you a little bit...
I'm thinking of his teacher on the cane.
Sorry?
I'm thinking of the cane.
Okay.
Please don't.
No. So Alan's getting you a little bit... Your ovaries are getting excited.
Alan's there, not mine.
Okay. And Emma, I believe that you've got a sad story, which is as to why this would be so important for you to win tonight. Why don't you tell the ladies and gentlemen listening at home
I have got a sad story.
Okay.
But it's related to your mum as well.
Okay.
Do you want me to go... sad or just a stick.
No, let's go sad. Let's go sad. This is great, great for viewers. Away you go. Is it your sad story?
Well, I know that your mum's been ill, yeah. And it sounds as though what's happened with her happened with my grandma a few weeks ago, taken into hospital from a nursing home. My nana, it was actually a funeral yesterday.
Oh, bloody hell. Yeah, someone stop. We'll stop. Well, we can carry on. I don't know if Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol was one of her favourite songs.
Oh, she loves, yeah.
Oh, in that case, we'll carry on playing it then. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, that's terribly sad, Emma.
It just sounded, when you were telling the story, yeah. Was it on Friday or Monday when you came back?
I don't remember, yeah. Friday.
The day that you came back, yeah. When you were telling the story, it just mirrored, my grandmother had other illnesses as well, but it was just exactly the same, to the point getting to the hospital, not knowing what was happening, same illness.
So
the NHS.
Yeah.
Saved my nana for 3 weeks before she sadly passed away from.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss. It is very sad, but that I guess Emma, that makes that would mean that if you won this tonight, Hopkins Bingo, this would make it all the more important to you, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it would. Yeah, it would. It would make it.
What did you think?
It would make it more important, Alan.
How callous did you think I could get? What did you think I was going to say?
I think you probably know, and I would have agreed. It will kind of take away the bad black cloud that's following me around.
Exactly,
so, Alan.
Yeah,
take it easy on me.
Oh.
She means in the competition, Alan.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. Well, Emma, Alan, Manny. Stay there. You're through to the final round of the first heat of today's Hopkins Bingo. So you've done well to get this far, guys. Why don't you give yourselves a round of applause?
Ooh! Well done, guys.
Oh, no, hang on. That's the war siren. Hang on. That's not the one I wanted to play.
Oh, my God, it's World War III!
No, it's not. It's not war. Give yourselves a round. No. Where have you gone? Alan's gone. Okay, Alan literally thought it was World War III then and bottled it. Hang on a minute. I'm trying to get a round of applause. Hang on. Is it that one there? Yeah, give yourselves a round of applause. Yeah. Okay, that was a boo. Well, get Alan back. Alan, Manny, Emma. You're through to the final round of the first heat of Katie Hopkins Bingo. This is a big, big time for all of you. We'll find out what your answers are and exactly what Katie Hopkins is talking about after this.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
OK, well, this is weird. Ed, you just tried to speak to Alan. Who did you get to speak to?
It was Kath that spoke to Alan.
Okay, well, what happened? What was discussed?
Well, I got him back on.
Yeah.
And he said, now I've got to go to bed. Put the phone down on me again.
Wow. Wowzers.
I think
what that means is, guys, that Alan actually has to go to bed. It is 10:30. It's getting late. That's fair enough. We've still got his answer. He wants to know, he thinks Katie Hopkins is talking about, is Boris Johnson white? Is Boris Johnson white? Let's go back to our two players. Manny.
Yes, sir.
What do you think Katie Hopkins is talking about?
I wouldn't give a toss.
No, well, okay. The thing is, just, okay, we're playing Katie Hopkins Bingo, Manny.
But I'd only sent it. I only came to say hello.
No,
really.
I know. Okay, well, just wait. Let's get Emma's answer. Emma, what? I hate it when people cough on radio.
Sorry.
That's all right. Emma, what do you think Katie Hopkins is talking about?
I think Katie Hopkins is talking about Katie Price's son dropping the C-word on loose women.
Let's be honest, right? Harvey, who is Katie Hopkins... Katie Price's son.
Katie Price's, sorry.
Katie Price's son, yes. Jordan's son dropped the C-bomb on loose women today. And boy, oh boy, that guy's a hero, isn't he? Isn't he an absolute... Flip it. They said to him, so what, Harvey, when people say bad things about you, what do you do? And he said, I just call them a C-word. Boom. That guy's a legend, all right? That guy's already...
I think Katie Hopkins will have the view that Katie Price is a bad mother for having Harvey know that word as a 13-year-old.
Well, okay, I think that's a good. I think it's a good thing. That guy has got. I want to get that guy on this show. Can we get Harvey on the show one day? Just let him sit with a microphone and let's just, you know, because seriously, that was, you don't get that. I always thought that Loose Women was there was a 15-minute delay as well. So I'm surprised that went out, but good for Harvey. All right, Emma, that would be an excellent talking point. Manny?
Yes, sir.
What do you think Katie Hopkins is talking about on her show on LBC right now?
Probably something to do with the Euro thing.
Something to do with the Euro thing. So, we've got Manny's answer, something to do with the Euro thing. Emma's answer, Harvey dropping the C-bomb on Loose Women, what a hero. And Alan's answer is Boris Johnson White. Well, we're going to go live now to LBC Towers and let's find out what the troll is talking about. Here we go, buffering. We are buffering. Here it comes.
My knees were so...
It's an advert, guys. It's an advert. That's, everyone just take a break. It's an advert that is not paying to advertise on talk radio, so we just have to have a little breather. I'll tell you what we can do.
Can we go to the adjudication rules of people who've been self-exiled themselves to bed?
Well...
If Alan's using going to bed as an excuse...
Yeah.
I don't think he should be allowed...
Well, no, hang on a second. That's a little bit cold, Emma. That's a bit cold. His mum is... Obviously, his bedtime is 10:30. Right? And his mum's very poorly, but he, even though... And this, I think, shows what a great guy Caddick is. Right? Even though his mum is in hospital, and he could be up all night eating Watsits, playing PlayStation 2... trying to find adult stuff on Netflix, and you can find it if you know where to look for it, but it's not that great. He could be doing all of that stuff, and instead he's gone to bed at 10:30. I think that deserves respect.
No.
Him and Harvey. Oh, I've got an idea for a show for Channel 5.
That would be a good show.
Him and Harvey in a convertible Mustang driving across Route 66. Flippin' heck! Oh, guys, I'd watch that. Channel 5 or ITV4. I would watch that. I would watch that. Right, anyway, let's go back live to LBC Towers and see exactly what's happening. Here we go, buffering.
By 30th of September 20...
It's an advert, flipping it. How come they've got so many adverts and we haven't got any? Oh, I know why.
Nobody listens to
it. Yeah, well, nobody listens to us. It's the thing, it's the thing. It's the thing. All right, we're going to try again. We're going to go live now. We're going to go live now. Buffering. It's buffering.
Giant.
There we go. You see, it's still adverts. What that says to me is she's getting way more. It doesn't way more bonts than I'm getting. Right, we're going to go. Hang on a minute. We're going to try it again. Here we go. Here we go. We're going live now. We're going to go live now. Here we go. Buffering. Here we go. Oh, there's an advert on the blooming thing there. Flipping heck. I tell you what, Manny, stay there. It's going to take me 27 seconds for this advert to pass. Let's go to Kyle. Yes, Kyle?
Oh, hi, Ian. You OK?
Yeah, what you got for us, boss? You've only got 20 seconds.
Oh, so I want to play a silence game.
You can't.
Oh. Sorry, I can join in Katie Hopkins if you want.
Nope. You're just filling while this advert plays out. You've got 9 seconds.
OK, no worries. Thanks.
Nope, you've got 5 seconds to fill, mate.
All right, good night.
No. You've got 3 seconds to fill because it's buffering.
Okay, no worries.
No, you've got 1 second to fill.
Bye.
We're done. Okay, right. Let's get Manny back in. There we go. That was great filling there, whoever that guy was. Right, here we go. Here we go live. Buffering. Here we go. This is it live. Here we go. Here it comes.
Says he suffers from depression, says, you know, we have to man up. I have to put my head down and drive through to get through every day. I have to set myself a target of getting to work, and I have to be strong with myself and man up. And I was explaining I would be strongly criticised for using phrases like man up. Oh, and Liz here says, Harry can only talk
to himself. It's the softer side of Katie Hopkins, guys.
I don't want to man up. I've suffered from clinical depression.
It's a troll, a woman who calls dying children cockroaches and makes people's lives a misery by being rude and obnoxious about them.
Forever. magic mushrooms aren't the solution for me, Liz. You know, that's so hard.
Is her talking about magic mushrooms?
Maybe 100 or so tweets, guys. And it's so hard to read that. I used to describe my head as broken.
Yeah, well, your soul is broken, woman. Your soul is broken. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Manny. Sorry, Emma. She wasn't talking about any of those things. She was talking about magic mushrooms.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it, guys? I'm really... Manny, anything you'd like to say to the fans at home?
No, I only came on to say hello.
OK, that's great, Manny. And Emma, anything you want to say to the boys and girls listening at home? Maybe some of your pupils might be listening?
I'll be challenging Alan tomorrow, and I'll make sure I phone in before 10:30.
While we've got you on, Emma, I don't know if you heard, there's been a common theme over the last week or so with Alan Caddick. He's trying to find a woman to play with his willy. With that noise, yes.
Is it a yes or no?
Well, that noise, if you did that noise anywhere in the vicinity of his willy, I think that would be fantastic. I'm going to put you down as a maybe, Emma. I'm going to put you down as a maybe. That's very kind of you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Do appreciate that. Well, there we go. That's the first 40 minutes of, well, not a lot, really. I don't quite know what we've achieved. Absolutely nothing. Ah, yeah. Hero number one, Harvey. Well done, Harvey. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Adverts.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hang on a minute. But Carl, what are you calling in for? You've been on.
Well, I'm calling in because, A, I wanted to tell you about being on the ventilator.
Yeah.
And also,
Yeah.
I tuned in at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, man. He's been on. What is this? What is this nonsense? He's been on. Watch it, Gatford. I'm in a mood. So.
Okay. Hi, boss. I'd like to play What's the Silence?
Okay. No, it's... Well, if you get the name right...
Okay, Name That Silence.
Yeah, this is brilliant, right? This is genuinely brilliant. And I made this up and no one else did. And yes, you'll hear it on Scott Mills' show in about 2 weeks' time because he's a comedy thief.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Scott Mills and you know that I'm going to do something funny. Yes, yeah, Scott, I did that. No, but you're not doing this. No, Scott, you nicked that from someone in America because you think they want to be listening to American radio, right?
Do you think anyone would miss it if we shut down Radio 1?
No, mate, I don't think the kids listen to it anymore, do they? When was the last time you heard them playing the Human League? Anyway,
exactly?
It's a great idea, and also, it's installation art. And what I am doing...
Yep.
..is I have clipped the silences from famous songs... 0844-499-1000, we call you back. ..that have silences in.
Okay.
My plan is to put them all together and make a 3-minute pop single out of all the silences from all the pop singles that have got silences.
I'd buy that.
So far, I've only got 13 seconds. But that's from two songs, and it's only because I just remembered it 10 minutes to the show. So I've got two songs.
Go on, Em.
And the silences. Would you like to hear song one or song two? Song one or song two?
May I ask, is song one longer than song two or vice versa?
You may ask that.
Is song one longer than song two or vice
versa? I am not at liberty to answer that question. It's classified information.
In that case, then, I'll flip a metaphorical coin and go for number one,
toss,
please.
Toss for it.
Yeah, well, why not?
Why not? Go on, Alan. Yeah. Go on, then.
Yep. I haven't got a coin to hand, so I've just kind of picked one.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, you can go for one. Okay, so this is the silence... From these are the silences put together from a massive pop song. But what is the song? If you get a point for the song and the artist, okay? The song and the artist. Are you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Hit me.
Would you like to hear that silence again?
Yeah, I would.
It's good,
isn't
it? Now, this is genuinely, right? I played this to Kath earlier on and went, listen, I've got the silences from some songs. And she gave her face as like, what? Why are you showing me this? Because it's brilliant. Here is the silence. Here are the silences from a big, big pop song. Can you name the song? Okay, those are the silences from
now,
the song. But can you... The question is, can you... name the song.
Now, I did a little bit of thinking before I came on
air. Okay, that's fair enough, mate. I like that. I respect that.
I did a little bit of thinking. So I thought about songs with silence in them.
Yeah, okay. Well, but, okay, but, yeah. You've got to listen to the silence.
Absolutely, no. And I'm trying to match the silence to what I know in reality
all
is
right.
the song.
All right, buddy. All
go.
Right, buddy.
Can I have one more time, please?
Of course you can. Of course you can, buddy.
Thank you.
Literally my pleasure. Here we go. What is the song that these silences come from? I can tell you, you're listening to... This song contains...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there's a feature. Right, so you get... You get 5 points. Okay, I've got it. Right. 5 points for the song, 5 points for the artist. So there's a total of 10 points to play for, right?
Right.
You can use a cheat. You can ask me how many silences there are in total.
Oh, what, in the whole song?
Yeah, but then you'd lose. You'd lose 2 points.
Okay.
One point from the group and one point from the title.
I think I might have got it.
Okay. Do you want me to play it again?
I'm feeling confident. Yeah. Okay. One more time, and then I'm going to give you mark.
Okay, is the song?
I think that is the Beach Boys.
Yep.
Good Vibrations, which is one of the songs that I thought about before.
Buddy.
The other...
Buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
because the other might be song two, and I may have got song one right, and I might be moving on to song two. Who knows?
Buddy.
I'm crossing my fingers.
You're saying the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations?
I am, yeah.
One of those answers is correct. I cannot say which. I cannot say which one of those is correct. Thanks for playing, buddy.
It's a pleasure, buddy.
There we go. He's gone. That is genuinely a brilliant game. Isn't that a brilliant game? And that's the kind of thing, right? That another 0844 499 1000. That another radio presenter would do like every day for years. We're only going to do it tonight, and then forget it. Although I do actually... No, hang on, let me just... I need to know... We might do it every day for years because it's such a good idea. It's genuinely... I've never had such a good idea. I can see this on ITV, hosted by Ben Shepherd. I could certainly hear it on Radio 1, hosted by Scott Mills. But I do need to know songs that have got massive gaps in because I can only think of two. There must be loads more, obviously, right? But that Gatford there, and I'm not going to give away too much, but he said, was it the Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys? One of those answers was correct. I cannot give any more. There is another song. If you want to play the other song, 0844 499 1000, we call you back. Now, on to the ethical part of the show. At last, I feel like the 48 minutes in, flipping out. We haven't even really started the show properly yet. Excuse me. We haven't even really started the show. Anyway, we can start the show properly now. Have we got someone who wants to play Beat the Silence? What's it called? Name That Silence. Oh, flipping it. Right, beautiful. This is great. This is a winner. A winner with the dinner. That's the name for a quiz as well. Got the ideas. Buzzing. Music Geek 81. Yes, boss?
It is Music Geek 81. Yeah, I think I know the song, Ian.
Do you want to stick with song one, or do you want to have a punt at song two?
I'll have a punt at song two, but...
Hang on a minute, buddy. Hang on a minute, buddy. You can only... You've got to pick one or t'other.
No, we'll go for song one.
Do you want to listen to it?
Yeah, please,
okay,
yeah.
OK, there are two silences. What is the song? Those are your silences, edited together. But what is the song?
Is that the same one that you played before, Ian?
Yes,
it's rather low.
It's exactly the same one.
Let's hear it one more time, and then I'll go for it.
Crying out loud. You really are a tough crowd this evening. Okay, I'm going to whack it up. I'm going to boost it as high. They are silences, so there's only so much you can do with the volume. Here we go.
Okay. I'm going to say it's A Little Girl I Once Knew by the Beach Boys.
Why are you going to say that?
Because that's got silences in it, and the only other one I can think of does have the word girl in the title, but I'm not sure if it is the same one.
Which one are you going to go for? What's the other one? What's the other one you're thinking of?
Well, the other one is California Girls.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh, well, you've got to pick one or the other Music Geek 81.
Oh, okay, California Girls, then we'll go for.
Oh, mate, I'm so sorry. That's the wrong answer. It's a tough quiz, isn't it? Isn't it a tough quiz? This is what they should be doing overnight on LBC. In fact, I'm going to send it to them. Instead of having listen to Darren Adam banging on about something and it's boring, he should be doing this. I'm going to let him have this because now I could listen to it on the drive home. not fall asleep at the wheel. 0844 499 1000. It's the quiz that's got literally got the world on the edge of its seat. Can you name... And we've not even got to the second song yet. That's round two. And then that's the end of it, because that's all I could do. Can you name the song that these two silences come from? OK. Oh, it's a tough one. It is the Beach Boys. OK, we've got that. 0844 499 1000. So, can we start the show now, please? Now we've got no callers distracting us. Thank goodness for that. Ah, jeez. So, I've been going to the hospital, right, every day since Thursday. And actually, the hospital we're at, the parking charges, they're not so bad. If you're there for more than 5 hours, I think, it's £7.50. That's all right. I mean, it's, you know, every day, that's all right. And the third day I was there, so I paid it the first 2 days. The third day I was there, very bizarre, there was no barrier. It's a big thing, you drive up, you get a ticket, the barrier goes up. The barrier had gone. So I drove in and I went to try and get a ticket. It wouldn't give me a ticket. So I thought, all right, fair enough. And then I got talking to these old women. And they said, and I would never do this because I don't own a magnet. They said, if this is true, let me know. You get those parking tickets with the black strip that you then put in the machine and you pay. If you rub it with a magnet, right, she said, you don't have to pay. And you just put it in the machine and it opens the door. And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. All right, fair enough. But so the third day, I didn't have a ticket because there was no barrier. So I drove to the barrier to get out and I buzzed it. And I said, I haven't got a ticket. Barrier opened straight away. Oh, how interesting. Not even a question. So ever since then, this is what I've been doing, right? I've been going to the hospital, been getting my ticket, doing what I have to do, going to see my mother, eating puddings, get back in the car, drive to the machine, press the help button and say, the machine's eating my ticket. Barrier open straight away. Boom. Every single time. Now, this is why I need to know, right? Am I breaking the law? Because if I am breaking the law, then obviously it's just a joke and I'm making it up, because I would never do that. What the hell are you think I am? For crying out loud. Does the money go towards funding the hospital? Or does it just go to some company that is just like creaming off the sick and the relatives of the sick? Because if it is going to them, then I feel like that by doing that, I am in some way acting like a Robin Hood. But I don't know. And, the first time there was, you know, I didn't have a... I don't know what to do yet. So 0844 499 1000. Am I doing... There are people that are really upset on Periscope that I've done. Periscope.tv/Ian Lee. Someone's saying it's fraud. Well, I mean, it's easy for you to say. It's easy for you to type on your screens at home. But is this genuinely a really bad thing? Because my moral, my conscience, my moral guidance, my moral rudder is feeling very, very uncomfortable about this. Very uncomfortable about this. But the 15-year-old me is going, yeah, £7.50 a day you're saving. Think of all the puddings you can buy. And I'm buying a lot of puddings. So, if anyone can let me know if what I'm doing is criminal, first of all. And secondly, have you done this? I mean, literally, I just pressed the buzzer. So, it's 4 days. So, hang on. So, I paid on Thursday, Friday. What day does it say? Tuesday. Didn't pay Sunday, Monday or today. I think it's either three or four days, I think, I've not paid. Literally, just pressed the button. The second time I pressed the button, he didn't even talk. He just opened the door. He just opened the barrier. Wallop, I was through. But I do feel a little bit bad. But, and this is genuinely how I counter it in my head, right? Every time I go into the ward, I use those hand wash dispensers. Every time I go into the ward. And I've not seen one other person. We'll talk to them after the news. I've not seen one other person use the hand washing dispensers. So I kind of think that basically, morally and ethically, I'm in the right with this, aren't I? I have to be. 0844 499 1000. We will call you back. That's how it works, guys. Coming up in the next hour, we'll get to the bottom of this, and we'll sort this out once and for all. And if you all concur that what I have done is awful and is an embarrassment and is shameful, then I'll make up for it somehow. I don't know what I'll do. I'll write a check or something. I'll do something, right? I suspect I'm on the side of right here. I suspect that I am... you finished the sentence because I've literally run out of word. 0844 499 1000. We'll have another round of Hopkins bingo. And on the Revel... We've still got to answer what song does this silence come from? Should I play song number two? Should I play a little bit of song number two? This is song number two. There's one, two, three, four, five, six silences in song number two. But what is the song? And what time do you go to bed? Alan Caddick aborted the show 27 minutes ago. You just put the phone down. When we phone about, I've got to go to bed. What time do you go to bed? 0844 499 1000. This is Ian Lee. You're listening to Talk Radio. We will call you back.
Talk Radio.
0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're more than welcome to. The ethics of not paying for your parking at hospitals. And can you name the song that the silence comes from, guys? Give us a call now. We will call you back. 0844 499 1000. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. And this is the news.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay. Hey, hey! I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Rocky Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay. Hey, hey! I might jump an open drawbridge or toss and fumble vine. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that makes Eastwood look so fine.
Yes, David.
I'd like to attempt to name that silence.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, we're going to go to song one. Can you name this silence? What song... From whence song does that silence come from?
The Beach Boys. Are both songs the Beach Boys, could I ask?
You can ask.
And could you answer?
No, sir.
No, well, it's either The Little Girl I Once Knew or You Believe in Me. Or You Still Believe in Me. Is it off an album that you don't think is their best album?
Gonna have to push you for an answer, David.
Okay, The Little Girl That I Once Knew.
listen out. Let's see if those silences are the same silences. Hang on. Try for her. Look at me. Oh.
She's not the little girl I once knew. 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 How could I ever have known that she'd be what she is today? And look at how her boyfriend holds her.
Let's just listen to those silences again. You got it absolutely right, David. Well done, David. Well done, David. You're through to round two.
And did you know that Mike Love wrote those silences?
Yeah. Naughty. Round two. Can you name the artist? You got 10 points, okay?
Okay.
Can you name the artist and the song from whence these silences come from? A lot there.
Well, my brain can only handle two songs, so I'll go with You Still Believe in Me by the Beach Boys.
I'm afraid both of those answers are incorrect, David. Thanks very much for playing.
My pleasure.
Ta-ta. 0844-499-1000 is the phone number. That is actually a proper good quiz. If only I had the skills under the brain with all, to be able to monetize that. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't it? Not a chance. 0844-499-1000. I am reminded that I could be taking more money from the hospital. Could be taking more money from the hospital. Because every time I go and buy food, right, every single time, without exception, they look at me and they say, are you staff? Are you staff? I'm like, and I always say no. And then today the woman said, oh, I ask you that every time, don't I? And I said, yes. And she went, oh, I'm not going to ask you tomorrow. It's like, And a part of me thinks I could be making a profit out of going to the hospital. Could be making an actual profit out of doing this. Katia, your phone has gone to cock, woman. Oh, you got through to her now. Jeez. The effort we go to. 0844-499-1000 is the phone number. So what have we got this hour? Well, is it immoral for me to not pay for the parking at the hospital? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. We have got round two of Name That Silence. We can also play Katie Hopkins Bingo. And there's loads of other stuff as well. Oh, I'm going to... Here's something, right. Katia.
Yes?
What's the best thing in the world? For you. For you. It'll be different for everyone else. The question is... Right, the question is... dear listener, what's the best thing in the world for you? 0844-499-1000. Because I've got a good one. I worked out today... Right, I'm going to blow my nose. Hang on. I worked out today, Katia. What the best thing in the world is for me.
Yeah, that's a quite existentialist question, isn't it?
It could be. Yeah, if you want it to be, I can go deep and heavy. Oh, okay. By the way, speaking of deep and heavy, Will Storr, who wrote that brilliant Heretics book I was reading the other day, he'll come on either this week or next week, hopefully.
Well, that's excellent.
Thank you. That was sarcastic, but that's...
No, I'm very excited about this.
No, may we?
Oh, you can ask him why he said Tiny Homunculus. By the way,
which is the name of my second band. So, what's the best thing in the world for you?
The best thing in the world.
And don't say Roger because he doesn't exist. I mean the best.
I was going to say that.
The best real thing in the world.
The best second thing in the world, after Roger.
Yeah, doesn't exist. Shall I tell you what mine is?
Okay, yes.
It's when I'm stuck at traffic lights.
Yeah.
And I can hear in the car next to me, right, so like the next car, the ringing tone as someone's making a phone call on, like, on, you know, on the speakers in the car, you can rig, you rig up your phone so it connects to the speakers in the car.
Huh?
Do you know that?
Yeah, right. I've heard about that.
Okay, so basically the whole car becomes a, like a phone, right? So you, the best thing in the world for me is being sat in my car and being able to hear the ringing, someone making a phone call in the next car.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it. honestly, I absolutely love it. It is the best thing in the world. It gets me so, it's such a nice noise. And then if you're lucky, you might get the start of the conversation before the lights turn to green. Beautiful. They have it so loud.
Oh, good.
So thanks. Loud.
Hello?
Someone's picked up the extension. Hello?
I changed phone. That's it.
Okay, that was you that picked up the extension. That was weird. And the extension, that's what it's called. Hello?
What's the worst thing in the world, then? Because
the worst thing in the world?
Yeah.
You're probably watching your kids die, I suppose. I mean, why?
Okay, no, but because this is not really the best thing in the world, what you're describing.
For me, it is, yes.
Yeah, at that moment in time, maybe.
No. Ever.
Okay. I could, your world is...
ever. The best thing in the world for me ever is hearing the phone ringing, but not them getting a phone call, them making a phone call. So you hear the... Brr, brr, that's a trim phone, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a bit...
it's a good narrow. One, isn't it? It's a good one, isn't it? What's the dialing code for America?
Okay. Tell me.
What's the dialing code for America? Is
what's
it one?
What's the lack of audible sound?
Is it 001?
I don't ring America.
Why not? Why have you never rung America? We're going to ring it now.
Yeah, okay.
Someone sent me that. What they say? Well, hi Ian, says Michael. I sent an email about my friend from Baltimore, Josh Pingley, wanting to ring up. Here is his number. So this guy has just said he could have sent me any random number in the world. But yeah. Do you know what? We're going to ring it. We're going to ring it up. Let's see what happens. You answer it. You say, hello, can I speak to Josh,
yeah,
please?
This game is Katia, yours. It doesn't work.
Katia, say, can I speak to Josh, please? And then tell him he's under arrest. you think he's a terrorist, because that will... And he has to confiscate his guns. You tell him that, OK?
No, I'm not talking about guns, no. Hello?
Hello, who's calling?
Hello there. Are you Josh?
What's
you
that?
Josh?
Yes, I'm Josh.
Yeah, you're under arrest, sir.
Oh, I'm on the road. Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Well, you sound really happy about the situation, but it's not to be laughed at, really. We found some guns in your boot.
What's that?
A boot, like a car.
The boot?
Yeah.
You're breaking up.
Okay.
Katia, that was awful. They don't say, but Josh, what do you call the thing in the back of your car where you the trunk, isn't it? The trunk.
Yeah, the trunk.
The trunk. You blew it, Katia. See, when you phone up America, you've got to speak American. They don't speak English.
Yeah, since you got me on the radio, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to my boy Michael, who lives in Blackwell Heath. I went over there to see him this past. Here recently, fun times over there.
Josh, your accent, are you from England originally?
No, I'm from the US.
Your accent is very American, but then every now and then you there's a hint of English.
No, I'm 100% American, brother.
Good for you, man. Good for you. That's awesome. Whereabouts do you live, Josh?
I'm on the East Coast in the state of Maryland.
Okay, and what? Tell us. Tell us the three best things to do in the state of Maryland.
Oh, let's see here. There's tons of things here. Well, you definitely got to get the crabs in Maryland. Maryland's known for its seafood, especially the blue crabs.
Ooh, yes, that's good, yeah.
Going to definitely Ravens games and going to Orioles games.
Orioles? Is that baseball?
Baltimore Orioles. Yeah, that's a Major League Baseball team.
I think I could quite enjoy a baseball game, but I don't think I'd like to watch an American football game, because that goes on for hours, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's funny because I know what you all call, well, what we call soccer, you all call football over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which, like I said, I like a little bit of soccer, you know. I don't really watch it often.
No, it's boring.
But, you know, out of respect, I'll call it football for you guys.
How many guns have you got, Josh?
Actually, I don't have any guns.
This is the thing. We always say, and I know that I suspect it's a minority of Americans that have guns, but in fact, I wonder what the percentage is. But we all think over here, Josh, that all of you Americans have actually got, you know, you've got loads of guns, but you haven't got any.
No, I'm probably one of the few Americans that doesn't have guns. You know, I'm pro Second Amendment big time, but unfortunately I don't have a gun. I've fired guns off before.
Have you? Now, when you say you've fired one off, did you shoot someone or were you just at a target, a shooting range?
No, I didn't shoot nobody.
Would you like to?
The range.
Would you like to?
What I like to what?
Shoot a man.
Would I like to shoot? No, not at all.
Has it never crossed your mind, right? Be honest, Katia works with guns, right? Katia?
Yeah.
Has it ever crossed your mind about shooting someone?
Shooting some? Well,
yeah.
No.
Yes, you were going to say. You were going to say yes.
No. The guns I work on, they're not for shooting people.
I'm not saying you're going to use those.
Pheasants.
Have you ever wanted to shoot a gun?
Me?
At a person.
At a person? No.
I'll say it. I have wanted to shoot a gun at a person.
When?
It's just crossed my mind. I don't want to commit a murder, right? But I would like to know what it feels like to shoot a gun at a person.
No.
Yeah. Yes, Josh?
Yeah, I'm still here with you.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't want to kill anyone. I mean, like, if I came across a situation where there was, like, a really nasty man doing something hideously unspeakable to my family, so I had a really good excuse, and there was just, like, a gun lying around on the coffee table, then, you know, it's crossed my mind. I wonder what that must feel like.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's, you know, messing with your family, you know, I mean, like, doing some kind of harm, you know, breaks in your house or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, then, yeah, you know,
yeah.
You have a right to defend yourself. You know?
Totally, man. Totally, Katia.
Yeah, no, I think it still feels awful because I remember reading books about people in the army who had to shoot people and still it felt awful.
I would shoot them in the leg first to wound them, but if they carried on the sexual attack on whoever they were sexually attacking... I'd shoot them in the arm.
Oh, yes.
Then I would shoot them in the chest. And then, because I've seen the Halloween movies and you think Michael Myers is dead, I would just bang, 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 bang in the head. Bang, 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 bang. You would have to, wouldn't you, Josh?
Halloween movies? Oh, God. I mean, those were...
terrifying.
How many times do they shoot Michael Myers?
And he doesn't die. And they leave him.
Yeah, he just doesn't die.
They leave him because they think he's dead. You're thinking, pick up the knife and stab him in the head.
Yeah. Or turn around, just point the damn gun, shoot him in the head.
Yes! Now we're speaking the same language, Josh. Hey, Josh, listen, I'm late for a break, so I've got to go. But do you listen? You listen to this show, then, do you?
Hey.
Oh.
Actually, no.
No.
My buddy actually told me about it, but I'm going to start listening to you guys.
Josh, you've been a really good sport, mate. Thank you very much for taking our call.
Not a problem, man.
Take care. Ta-ta. There we go. We'll speak to Josh again. Katia, thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. 0844-499-1000.
Late night Ian Lee. On air and off the loop. On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
You can watch the show, guys, if you want. I'll tell you some of the ways you can listen in a bit. I don't want to do that thing. The BBC do this a lot. They overload you with Facebook, Twitter, emails, all of this. They've got a WhatsApp number as well. No. We'll drip feed you guys. Periscope. If you want to watch it, you can watch it on your phone and your computer. Some clever bods even connect it to their televisions. I have no idea how they do that. Good for them. If you go to periscope.tv/... IAINLEE, periscope.tv/IanLee. You can watch the show. And during the breaks, I come and talk to you guys. And you all, it's like a little community and people are chatting there. And occasionally we get a dick and we boot them out. And that's fine. And I come and talk during the break and stuff. People are upset at the way I treated Kyle. Some people are upset at that. Well, it's come on, guys. Come on, guys. It's a radio show. 0844 499 1000. Can you name the song These Silences come from? Oh, this is brilliant. If I can get enough, imagine getting those, like an hour's worth of those, an hour's worth of silences, and putting it all together. Man, I would pay top dollar for that. 0844 499 1000. Between now and 12, we call you back. Lee's on the line. Evening, Lee.
Hello, all right, Ian. Yeah, wishing your mum better.
Thank you, mate. What you got for us, boss?
Right. But I was listening to you saying about Alan going to sleep, right? I start work at 4 o'clock, right, and I put you on in the background just to go to sleep to, and I start listening to it, and that's it. I can't get to sleep now.
Well, this is... And Lee, I can only offer you my sincerest apologies. What time do you have to wake up?
Well, I've set my alarm for 3, so I can have a quick shower and that, but I'll just reset it again to 3:30 and going to work a bit totally.
Not because of this rubbish!
Yeah.
Mate, that's, you're going to get 4 hours sleep. That's terrible.
Well, it's not too bad. I've been getting by on less than that, Mike, really.
Here's the thing. When I used to do breakfast, right, breakfast show for 4 years, and I pushed that clock back as far as I could until I think at the end I was getting up at 4:26, right? It started off about 3:30, and then ended up at 4:26. But I wouldn't have I'd shower before I went to bed. Is how I did it.
Yeah, I'm even thinking of just jumping in there now for a quick 10-minute one and going to work like Shaggy.
That'll wake you up. If you go have a shower now, you'll never get to sleep, Lee.
Yeah, and then I was thinking about the silent music as well, but I've lost all my confidence since I heard it again. I think I must have been in some sort of sleepy coma.
Hang on a second. Sometimes when we are in our sleepy comas, right, or just falling asleep, we are at our most spiritual and most connected with the universe, right? Listen again, Lee, because I think you can do this.
I don't care if I show myself up on this one, but I think I'm totally wrong. I think it's Michael Jackson, Beat It.
Oh, mate, you are totally wrong on that.
Oh, that's what happens when you have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
What do you do that requires you to get up that early?
I'm a butcher in Basildon. We used to send you a few texts before on BBC.
Oh, there we go. Oh, fantastic. And what time do you finish then?
Well, I've changed my hours now. I was working nights, so you used to finish off. I used to leave just as Hughes was finishing at 9 o'clock.
Right,
so it was nicely timed. But now I bring the podcast in, and everyone's saying to me, "What the hell is this lot of lunatics on the phone?" And
yeah, what is this rubbish?
Can't make no sense of it.
Well, that's it. This is the thing, right? We can play Kate Hopkins Bingo in a little bit later on. All the other stations now, right? I used to be grateful when I was doing breakfast that there was no one doing good radio late at night because it meant I would go to sleep. I wouldn't have the radio on. It's also boring. Can I ask you a question, Lynn? I don't want to. We're not legally allowed, we're not allowed to talk about the politics behind it, right? But the EU referendum, right?
Yeah.
I literally couldn't give a stuff. I honestly couldn't give... This is the most important decision you'll ever have to make. Well, and I'll go and vote, but I honestly couldn't care less either way.
No, I don't know whether I'm in that. I don't know whether I'm doing the okey-cokey. What? I don't know what's going on with it anymore.
I wonder if this is one of those elections where the people that are excited about it are the politicians that have got a stake in it and the media... Right, you know, the BBC and LBC and talk to a certain extent. They're the only ones that are excited about it, and they're kind of forcing, I could be wrong, but they're kind of forcing their excitement onto the general public. I bet the turnout rate won't be that good.
No, it's not going to be, is it? I mean, LBC's getting worse and worse now. The only catchphrase they could come out with now was, about Sadiq, was it?
Speak to Sadiq.
They'd call Clegg something else, but they've come out with something ridiculous now for the Mayor of London to call him tomorrow. I mean, that's just it's just like a private chat show for him now, isn't it?
It is. Lee, listen, go to bed. Go to bed.
Yes, I will do. I'll try and catch the podcast tomorrow.
All right, nice one. Listen, thank you. Try and get a few hours sleep. Blimey. 4 hours sleep. I couldn't do... Well, saying that... saying that, but my wife was working tomorrow. She's not now, but I was looking at 4 hours sleep. But then I was looking at a little doze. I was going to get a little doze in. That was kind of the plan. But she's not working now, so, you know. Patrick's on the line. Good evening, Patrick. You're live on Talk Radio.
Yes, hello. I know what the song is, Ian.
Do you want to hear it again?
No.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to, you can do.
No. If you think you know it, what do you think the answer is?
It's Caroline No, isn't it? It's the introduction.
Well, that's it. Oh, you, sir. you, sir, are what we like to call in the business, sir, a naughty, naughty man, sir. Let's listen to it again. Here we go. And let's listen to Caroline No. Absolutely miles off, buddy.
You're kidding.
I'm not, Patrick. I love the confidence with which you came in. You are miles off.
It wasn't miles off, was it? I was Okay, fair enough.
Right, wrong group. Wrong song.
Really? Okay.
Wrong decade. Wrong continent.
Oh, fair dues.
Can I just say this? I mentioned this on Twitter. This is not me trolling, right? And yeah, I'm really looking forward. Me and my six-year-old, we're going to go and see Brian Wilson at the weekend. Right?
Yeah.
Really excited. The London Palladium. It's a big night for both of us. We're going to dress up smart. Going to impress. We're going to wow the ladies. And his mind's going to be blown by some brilliant music. But I don't really like Pet Sounds that much.
But why?
No. It's not my act at all. Okay. And I love the I love the Beach Boys. And yeah. My favourite Beach Boys album is Sunflower. I think it's a masterpiece, right?
Uh-huh.
I need to listen to Pet Sounds again because I've not listened to it for a few. And I've got the Pet Sounds sessions, the box set, and all of that, right? And I've gone back to that album so many times at different points in my life, and there are some brilliant songs on there. God Only Knows, I think, is probably one of the best pop songs of all time, right? Definitely the Beach Boys' best song. And Wouldn't It Be Nice is nice. And Sloop John B is a good pop song, although it doesn't fit on the album thematically.
No, it doesn't, no.
But I just... and it's got some great lyrics, some wonderful lyrics, but, you know, Where Did Your Long Hair Go? Where Is the Girl I Used to Know? All of that stuff. I just don't like the sound of it. I find it a little bit muddy, the sound. And... I think the instrumentals are a little bit poor. The two instrumentals on it aren't that great.
Yeah. They're incomplete songs, though, aren't they?
Complete them. Complete them. I don't like the sound of it. It's not what I enjoy. And I think it's one of those things, it's kind of a little bit hype over substance.
Well, it is that, but then so is almost every... so-called classic album, isn't it?
Well, Sergeant Pepper has dated terribly, I think.
I'm sorry?
Sergeant Pepper has dated terribly.
I heard you say once that it would be in your bottom three Beatles albums.
Yeah, definitely.
And it would be in mine, too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I never liked it. For me, it's Rubber Soul, Revolver and Abbey Road. They're the masterpieces. Patrick, it's good to have a geeky music chat. I'm sorry you got the answer wrong, mate.
Yeah, we'll continue another time. Thank you.
We will do. Thank you very much indeed. There we go. 0844-499-1000.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Here we go. Suggestions on Twitter. Silence, says Craig. Is it Pink Floyd time? No. Carpet Martin. Is it the Rupert and the Frog song? No. Grace says, it sounds like a different corner by George Michael. Can't believe I got dragged in. Well, you did get dragged in, and you got it wrong. This is genuinely... If I had any sense of nous about me, or I worked on a radio station that nurtured talent, we would be quids in. We would be quids in with this. But it's just me. I do like this. I'm genuinely, the plan is... You need to call in with other songs that got silences in. Because the plan is, I do want to make this into like kind of... it sounds so pretentious, but... no, it's not. It sounds it, but it's not pretentious because I mean it. I want to make it into an art piece, right? I want to get like an hour of all the silences from pop songs and or like 3 minutes and make it into... I want to get... I want to get all the silences from pop songs and make it into 3 minutes and then put it onto a vinyl record. That's what I'd like to do. That's what I'd like to do, guys. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. We've kind of covered so many things, haven't we? No one has called in to complain about me not paying parking in hospitals, which I think means I'm on the right track. Does this work in all hospitals? And I'm not saying do it, but you're free. Hands up if you're an individual. Yes, thank you. There we go. Going to the barrier, pressing the help button, and saying, "Yeah, then the machine it's not taking my ticket," and they just open the door. It sounds crazy, but it happens. Okay, hang on. Someone wants me to call them in Texas. Why the hell not? One. Again, this could be, I don't know. It could be the number of, I don't know, a killer or something. Why would someone have a killer's number? That's crazy. Here we go. This is Texas. We're calling Texas City. Texas City. I'm guessing that's in Texas, in the United States of America. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
I can help you?
Is... Hello? Someone stitched this up, but I do want to know who that is now. Someone's given us the number of a store or something. Thank James. James, naughty. Naughty, naughty. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Yeah, can I speak to Jim, please?
Jim, you got the wrong number. This McDonald's?
It's McDonald's! Can I make an order, please?
I'm sorry, you cannot order through your phone.
Oh, man alive, that's outrageous. What's the most popular... What's the most popular meal in... Hello? He's gone. Okay. Well, that guy's got 5 stars. That guy's got 5 stars. He's too busy to deal with some dick phoning from the United Kingdom, and rightfully so. Well, Jim... Thanks for that, but now as a direct result of that, we can't take any more calls from America, Jim. So, you know what I'm saying? You kind of ruined it for everybody, Jim. Anyway, 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're more than welcome to. So, we've talked about parking in hospitals and not paying for it. Catherine, if you have a moment, feel free to come and join. I know you're busy on your new computer. The best thing in the world, man. Now, the best thing in the world for me. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you're in, you hear... the car next to you at traffic lights.
Yeah.
And they're making a phone call and you can hear the ringing. Have you never heard that?
Yeah, I have.
I've heard it so many times. I love it. It's the best thing in the world for me.
I like it when you're stuck in a traffic jam.
Yeah. But is this the best thing in the world for you?
It's one of the best things.
Okay.
And the people in the car behind you are having a row.
I don't think I've ever come across that.
Oh, I have. And if you're there long enough, you can lip read. I also like it when the neighbours have a row. It's normally after a barbecue. There's some over the back fence who they always stay up really late, and it always starts out with giggles and ends up with rants.
I saw someone having a bit of an argument today. Where was I? I tell you what I saw.
I do love overhearing a Barney, don't you?
This is what I saw, right? And yeah, thanks, James. We can't. I now because it was funny. It wasn't that funny, but now I can't phone people in America when they send me their phone numbers because it'll be just people, sending fake numbers. So James, James Wilson, you kind of ruined it for everyone, man. Yeah. So
you and the Hamburglar.
I'm just gonna write. You kind of ruined it for everyone, man. Cheers. There we go. That's James Wilson.
Mook spoilt it.
Yeah, exactly. Would you like fries with that? Would you like fries with that?
Do you want to go large?
So I saw there was an incident, right? There was an incident around about near where I live where a man had gone into the back of a woman in their cars. I mean, just to be clear, And she was complaining there was damage to the back of her car, and he was going, "That's flipping up.
T, cut that out.
I didn't flipping do that. I didn't do that. I'm not giving you my details."
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And that's illegal not to give your details. Mm-hmm. But then she might have been a chancer. And I was thinking, do I get involved in this? It would have involved me driving all the way around the roundabout and pulling up. And I just
have you seen it?
No.
Well, then you're of no use.
No. But I just, I ethically, I felt that there were, it was a little bit, he was a little bit raw in his attitude towards the young lady. And, hey, listen, guys, you want equality? You have to deal with those situations on your own, I'm afraid. You have to deal with those situations on your own. Don't come running to me and other men with willies. Saying, "Oh, help us because we can't do it." You want equality.
She didn't.
You wanted the vote.
She didn't.
You got the vote. You're going to know. You're going to deal with those situations all by yourself.
And she turns out she didn't come running to you, did she?
Mm.
No, she you were running away.
I drove off.
Yeah.
I was there with none of that.
You bravely ran away.
I wait 4-4-4-9-9-1000.
Late Night Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, then you're more than welcome to. We will call you back. Ray's on the line. Evening, Ray.
Good evening. I'll give you a call soon as there's no one else on.
Thank you very much. What you got for us, boss?
So, no one else can be bothered. Here I am, Old Faithful.
Well, what you got?
What have I got? Well, last night, actually, you started talking about something during the last hour, but you never got to finish it. And you were talking about access charges and how they came about.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just because you were about to tell us that, and then, you know.
Oh, I forgot what they were. I can't quite remember. What
it was
that
something
means.
To do with because of a complaint that arose and access charges were introduced.
So yeah, this is the thing we say: 7 pence a minute plus access charge. So the access charges will vary depending on who your network provider is. But doesn't it mean that the phone calls to certain numbers are cheaper from a landline than they used to be?
Yes. They are, yeah, because, my landline, I think, charges 12p a minute access charge, and mobiles, they can be, like, 25 or 45p a minute. It really does depend.
Man, why, you know, the world is a mixed-up, muddled-up, messed-up place. Why do I still need to have a landline in my house? Because I have to, if you want broadband, you've got to have a landline.
Yes, unless you've got that certain cable provider.
What, Sky?
No, the other one, the V one.
Virgin?
Yes.
So you don't need a landline if you're with Virgin, do you? It's weird, because I don't actually want a landline phone. We never use it. I've literally no idea what the number is, and if anyone is phoning me on it, it will be... It's a debt collector trying to chase some bloke I've never heard of, and I keep saying... Could you listen, I don't know the name of the... he's like John Marsh or something. I said, I don't know who it is. We only just got this number about a year ago. Someone's giving you... Can you please take this number off your directory? Sorry, sir, of course, we won't call you again. Then 2 weeks later, they call up again.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the only reason we have a landline is because of broadband, because Virgin don't provide in our area. So it's landline or no broadband.
I don't want... A landline phone, people!
Yeah, same here. My partner would rather not have one, but, you know.
It's nuts, isn't it? It's not. What are we going to do about this, Ray? There's got to be something that we can do. There's got to be something we can do about this. We need to rise up and kick off.
Well, there is some kind of monopoly still going on. You know, hence, there's only one provider that can, you know, give you broadband without the home phone.
Oh, man alive. That Richard Branson's a genius.
Mm, he is.
Right, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Let's go to Happy Tree. Yes, Happy Tree.
Excuse me, sir, but we have intercepted the phone line.
Yeah.
This is Corporal Brad Bradley from Texas speaking. I am a corporal in the NSA, and I believe you have been making light of the current terrorist menace, the insidious threat to all of our lives in America.
You sound like Inspector Clouseau.
And I'm afraid Inspector Clouseau was French, I believe, sir.
Well, you said... Yeah, exactly.
I am not French. I am
Pakistani?
I am a Dalek.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, isn't it funny? Because everyone can have a pop at doing an American accent, right? But there are so many accents in America. It's such a vast place. I mean, there's got to be... I'm going to say...
That previous guy's American accent was seriously weird, though, wasn't it? So he sounded more Canadian than
anything. It did, but it was strange, wasn't it? There's got to be, what, like at least 12 accents in America?
11, I think.
And yet, I wonder if I were to do my American accent to an American, if they'd be able to work out which part of America I was from.
I did one once to an American guy, and he said, "You're just doing an impression of Harry Shearer off The Simpsons." And he was right.
But he's an American.
Is he?
Boy, was my mind blown when I found out that Spinal Tap weren't actually English, they were American actors.
I know, especially when they were going like, this is mic number one, this is mic number one, isn't this a lot of fun? And I thought, yeah, and Nigel Tufnell as well, and also, actually, here's the thing. Did you see V, you know, the original sci-fi 80s thing?
Yeah, of course, loved it.
Is Janine one of the aliens from V? Because if so, then she's also American doing an English accent.
Janine,
you know, well, I think that it should be done in Dublin.
There was an English woman in V, but I don't think it was Janine.
Okay. That Diana was nice, wasn't she?
She was. Diana was very nice, and I had one of my early erotic thoughts... was about Diana. One of my early erotic dreams, but I was a little bit too young to quite understand what was going on. So there was no sex in it, but it was just a lot of intense flying in a little space pod.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. Why are you trying to do an English accent?
Well, I'm doing Derek and Clive now, anyway.
Oh, don't be Derek.
So does this sound any good as an English accent to your attuned ear, or is it rubbish?
Go on.
Which English accent do I do? I don't even know what you're going on about, man.
Right, thanks very much for calling. I literally need to know. We used to... there used to be a Geordie woman in my life when I was younger, and I can't think who she was. She was the nan, I think, of someone I went to school with. I couldn't understand a word. I could not understand a word that was being said. The Geordie accent is one of the most impenetrable accents of all time. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Not paying for parking in hospitals. Turns out that maybe, yes, it might be. It might be fraudulent. There is a chance that laws are being broken, but most of you are agreeing that of all the laws to break, that's probably the best one. What's the best thing in the world for you? We're still trying to work out. Let me just play this. It's the new competition, Name That Silence. I play you the clips of silence from a song, and you have to tell me what the song is. There's six silences in that song. Six silences in that song. But can you name it, guys? We can also have another round of Katie Hopkins bingo. That's always a goer. And here's the thing, right? Here's the thing about this show. Is I'm sitting here and I'm talking about stuff, just kind of, you know, ridiculous ideas that came into my head. But you can call in about anything you want. You haven't got to call in about this nonsense. You can call in about anything you want. You know, you will not get turned away. So, you know, anything you fancy. What I'm trying to say is, guys, there are no calls. That's what I'm trying to say, OK? There are no phone calls. And that makes my job a little bit harder. But I'm not bothered. I still get paid either way. 0844 499 1000. Oh, here's the thing, right? So I'm wearing a beard for the first time ever in my life. I had a brief flirtation with a beard maybe a couple of years ago. But I've had this beard since Christmas, since the breakdown. And it's probably going to stay. Although tonight I was thinking, oh, I might just shave it off. So I don't know, but I quite like it. I think I'm meant to be a beard, like Noel Edmonds, right? If you've ever seen, Google Noel Edmonds without a beard. It don't look right. It doesn't look right. He looks like a deviant. Noel Edmonds is meant to have a beard. Richard Madeley is not meant to have a beard. Again, Google Madeley with a beard. It just looks like, oh, what are you doing? I think I'm more Edmonds than Madeley, and that I am meant to have a beard. It suits me. At least I think so anyway. But I've noticed a problem, right, that no one, I don't think, has been addressed properly yet. And so I'm going to address it here, right? Beard dandruff. Beard dandruff. Right? And I've stopped using Head and Shoulders, because I've been using Head and Shoulders for years, like decades, right? And I've switched to another shampoo, Aussie, if you must know, just because it looked like it was quite mild. So I'm having a real problem with dandruff in my hair. We don't talk about this, do we? Amata, if you want to play Katie Hopkins bingo, call in. You're more than welcome to. But I've got dandruff in my beard. If I give my beard a bit of a rub, right, I get dandruff all down my front. What the hell is that all about? How the hell do I stop that? Why does no one has told me about this? No one has warned me that that would be the case. And I don't have, I don't have dandruff of the face, but I have dandruff of the beard. Have you ever come across this, Julie?
Yeah, I wouldn't say dandruff. What do we call it? What do they call it? Dander. They call pet dandruff, don't they? Dander.
Dander? What's dander?
Well, it's like dandruff, but if pets have got flaky skin, they don't call it dandruff, they call it dander.
Right.
And I think that sounds a bit more like dandy, don't you? So
dander, where'd you get things from?
But not having a beard, I can't speak from personal experience.
Do you find beards attractive?
It depends who's underneath them.
Yeah, I suppose. Got to stop you there, Julie. Mark has just come on the line. Mark was awarded a gold pass the other week, which means he calls up, he gets straight on. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, Ian. How are you, mate?
The gold pass is working, mate. Can you remind me, why did I give you a gold pass?
I think it was because there was a really good caller a couple of weeks ago. You said, right, I'm going to give you the gold pass. And I think it was because I remember the adventures of Stevie V as well. That was another thing.
Your gold pass is paying off. Julie, stay there. You've got to wait your turn. So has Russ, so has Kathy. Go on, Mark, what you got for us?
Well, it's the song with the silencers there, Ian, that you played.
I
know what that is.
You think you know what the song with the silencers is? There are six silencers. What do you think it is?
I reckon it's Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. Come up and see me, make me smile.
Silence.
You've done it all.
Yes, you're absolutely spot on, Mark. It was the obvious one. I'm surprised no one got it. There are six silences in it. I think we've had one or two already. Hang on, let's just get the next silence.
No matter what you say, the only metal.
Steve Harley played at my Freshers Ball at university, and I was so drunk and dancing with a Sikh man while my friend Simon copped up with a girl called Louise. I remember it all so vividly. Here we go.
Make me smile. I'll do what you want.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Yes, boss! They are great silences. Mark, absolutely spot on. Thank you for that. Anything else, boss?
Thank you, sir. I've got another silent one for you. Do you remember the song from the 80s called It Bites?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Calling All the Heroes.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
If you ever listen to any local radio DJ, they often play a sound effect where the silence is. And I've got to admit, I've done it in the past, I've got it in the past, you know, myself. I'll put my hands up. It's usually a boing or something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, Mark, I'm gonna. Well, maybe we'll have another round of this tomorrow. Thank you for your call, mate. There we go. Goal passes really do work. Julie, what have you got for us? Yeah, he keeps his goal pass. That's a lifetime goal pass.
Can I tell you exactly what I had for you?
Yeah, go on.
What I had for you was exactly the answer to the silences, which was my answer. He's stolen my thunder.
Well, Julie. You say... Julie. Mm. You say that, right? Mm. We have no evidence that's what you called in to say. And you are not in possession of a golden pass, I'm afraid.
I know, right?
There's only two people that have got golden passes, and I can't remember who the other one is.
Is it a man? Can I level the...
It is a man. Yes, it is a man.
And if you're... Do you know what? In the case of diversity, I think I should have one too.
No, but I think it's a... I think it's a black man. I think it's a black man, so that is diversity. I think it might be a black man as well that has got learning difficulties. So that's two boxes ticked. Okay, Julie?
Okay, but you haven't got the female box ticked, if you pardon the expression.
I haven't ticked a female box since 1979. Julie, thank you very much indeed. Right, yes, Russ.
Hello.
Hello, Russ.
Hey up, mate, you're all right.
All right, buddy, what you got for us, boss?
I'm missing the theme music.
I've got to do it on YouTube, hang on.
Don't worry.
Go on, tell us what you got and I'll find it for you.
I rang up really with my own little bit of input.
There we go, we've got your thing. Yes.
Have you ever thought up inventions, right?
Yeah.
And obviously never done anything with it, and then, like, a few years down the line, it actually comes to fruition, and you, like, feel like kicking yourself.
I've not had it with inventions, but I've had it with ideas for TV and radio shows and ideas for gags. I remember once, right, I had this great idea for a gag where I was going to be on a show and I'd get handed something to read and I'd go, I can't read this, let me put my glasses on. And then I'd get those big, thick, massive, like, milk bottle glasses and put it on, right? And I kept thinking, I'll do that one day. And then I was watching David Letterman and he did it. And I was like, oh, nuts, he nicked my idea. I've had loads of little ideas like that. Why? What have you invented that someone stole them?
Well, I've had a couple, actually. The first one was... quite a few years back, I came up with the idea of a soft play centre for adults.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No, you know, I'd got it all planned out, have a bar and everything, and, you know, adult size slides and adult size.
And someone's done it.
Fancy castle. A company about 6 months ago in the Midlands has set one up.
Unbelievable. Russ, stay there because you've got to go to a break. I want to hear what the other idea was you had that was stolen. Kathy, we'll come to you as well. 0844 499 1000.
Talk Radio.
Okay, Russ, Kathy, stay there. Don't go nowhere. We'll come back to you straight after the news. And after midnight, things change a little bit. We take calls straight to air. What's different about that? Well, it kind of means you think it was loose so far. You think the first 2 hours have been loose. Man alive. We'll see what happens. Sometimes it works and it's a joyous psychedelic ride. And sometimes, you know, it's a car crash and that makes it all the more thrilling. This is Talk Radio. This is the news.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In your boot.
Let me just hang on a minute. Put the music up for a second. Put the music up. There we go. Put the music. There we go.
In your boot.
Boosted it. Let me just quickly take this call straight to air. Yes, line one. Hello.
Is that me?
That's you.
Hello. Hiya.
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 How you doing, Ian?
Yeah, good. Thanks. What you got for us?
How are you? I'm just asking for a. To see how Eloise is getting on from your old radio show.
She's fine. I think she's presenting on the radio on Magic or something, isn't she? I've not spoken to her for a while. She emailed me about 3 weeks ago.
Excellent. I've just made sure she's okay.
She's alive and she's well, and I think she's okay. And we text each other from time to time just to check in. In fact, I'll send her a little text after the show tonight.
That's great, that's great. I just wanted to check in to see how it was great.
Thank you, mate. Well, I'm glad you think that's great. Russ, stay there. We'll come to you in a second. Hang on, I just want to take this. Line 2, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on air already.
Yeah?
Like, on actual air.
Yeah, you're on the actual air, yes. Does your mum know you're up?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Turn the radio off.
Pardon?
Turn your radio off.
All right, yeah, done.
Okay, you're on the radio. What do you want to say?
Just happy to be here. Like, it's a good thing.
What's a good thing?
Everything, like school.
School's good?
Yeah, education is everything, man.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Digging.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, ta-ta, bye-bye. That was nice, wasn't it? Young person, caught a young voice. Yes, Russ, the second idea you had, that I think that young gentleman was just surprised to get on. And sometimes we get calls like that. And this is why I like the straight-to-air. You sometimes get people who don't believe that it works and think that it's all characters and stuff. And so they phone up and then they go, oh, blimey, I'm on the air. I've got nothing to say. And that's fine as well. That's all fine. It's all fine.
Got to start somewhere. I've tried to get my lad to ring you up, but he won't have none of it.
Well, good. He's sensible, Russ. That's why.
Well, yeah.
Go on. What's the other idea you had that someone nicked?
First of all, can I just ask, does anybody know why Donald Trump's got a quaver on his head?
It really is one of those haircuts that are so strange.
It's a comb over. Well, it's comb forward, isn't it? It's like, just shave it off.
Here's something we can do. Bald men with hair, right? So there's Donald Trump. There's also, have you seen Gene Simmons from Kiss?
Yes, I have.
Not when he's made up, right? Because he wears a wig. But him and Paul Stanley both wear wigs on stage, right?
Oh, right.
But when he's not made up, he's obviously bald, right? And he's got the most, his hair doesn't move. It's the most intricate comb over I've ever seen in my life.
Like a judge's wig.
It is. It's weird. It's the weirdest thing, man.
Anyway, shall I give you my my other invention?
Yeah, go on.
That someone stole.
Yeah, go on.
About 10 years ago, I actually mentioned this idea. And I'm not actually taking the pee. It is genuine.
Right.
I mentioned this idea on another show on Talk Sport, and I actually think that someone was listening from this company.
Yes.
Because a couple of years later, this product came out pretty much. And the premise was, right, you've got tenor ladies, right?
Yeah.
But there was nothing to men.
Yeah.
So I came up with the idea of the tenor cocksock.
Okay. We can say cocksock, I think. I think we can say that.
You know, men suffer from impotence and all that. Whatever.
No, this is for incontinence.
Incontinence, sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, yeah. Yes, okay, yeah.
Well, it could have a double use.
All right, again, yeah.
You know, if it had a lollipop stick, it fitted
okay,
in.
Okay, right, yeah, okay, yeah. We got the horrible image, yes.
Anyway, Tenor did actually, a couple of years later, bring out a product for men.
Was it called the cock sock?
Cock sock. Yeah. No, it wasn't called that.
Okay. Yeah, what was it called then?
I'm not sure now. I can't remember, but I know they definitely bought out a product for men.
Russ, you've given us all something to think about tonight, which maybe we didn't want to think about, but thank you. Kathy's on the line. Yes, Kathy.
Hey, are you all right?
I'm all right, Kat. I'm really tired. Turns out, sitting in a hospital next to someone for 7 hours, although I only did it for 3 hours today, turns out it's really, really tiring.
It is.
I wonder why that is.
It's the hospital atmosphere. It's the air.
What is the air like in hospital? This is quite an airy ward. I think it's a new ward that she's in.
Well, it depends. Well, in our hospitals, the heat's still on. They turn it off at certain dates, so it's really, really hot, yeah. So it's tiring.
I know what you mean. And also, there's the emotion of someone, you know, being ill and stuff like that. I don't know. It's hard work. Anyway, Kathy, what you got for us?
Well, you can choose. I was either reading about NHS parking charges.
Yep.
or Katie Hopkins Bingo.
Hang on one second. Let me just take this call straight to air. Yes, line one. Okay, thank you very much. There wasn't it was a bit louder and not on speakerphone. Got to keep saying, when you phone up and play stuff down the phone, it's great. I love it, and I love it. Thank you for that. Don't do it on speakerphone, because it distorts, and if we say anything, it kind of drowns it out. What do you fancy, Kathy? I tell you what, well, let's do the parking. Tell me about the hospital parking. Am I being a horrible, horrible person by not paying my hospital parking?
No, rinse them for every penny you've got.
Wow, gosh, that's cold. I like your attitude. Tell me why.
Because as staff, they charge us straight out of our wages to park, to come to work and park. So, and if it's, depends what band you are, but the lower band you are, it's about 75 quid a month straight from your wages.
Oh, did you just send me a tweet about that?
Not a tweet, no.
I saw something somewhere about that.
Oh, yeah, I was discussing it with somebody on Periscope.
Oh, well, on Periscope, yeah. I caught a glimpse of that. Flipping heck, 75 quid a month, that's outrageous.
Just to come to work, to park, and you don't always get a pass as well. You have to go on a waiting list for a permit, so you have to get park elsewhere, outside the hospital.
Yeah.
Until you can get a permit that you pay £75 a month for.
Oh, and what are you a nurse? Are you a doctor? What do you do there?
Actually, I'm a diabetic retinopathy screener.
A retinopathy?
Photographs of people's retinas.
Oh, man alive! And can you tell they're diabetic from their retinas?
Well, I usually see patients that are already diagnosed with diabetes, and I'm looking for damage done to the retinas by the diabetes.
Isn't it? I tell you what, is that the things you can tell by looking at someone's retinas, because my mum's got MS, and apparently you can see the MS if you look in her retinas, and you know what you're looking for. There are, like, white discs in there or something.
Yeah.
Is that the same for diabetes?
Diabetes causes bleeding in the little vessels, and they start to make new little vessels in the eye, and it causes blindness. So we find it before you know you've got it, to treat it before you get blind.
Blimey. The human body, again, going back to this Will Storbuck, was talking about the mind and stuff. The human body is nuts, right? The amount of information and clues that it gives you, if you know where to... I tell you the thing that scares me. Let's get heavy for a second. Why the hell not, right?
Let's do it.
Let's get heavy, right? The thing that scares me... Is it pancreatic cancer, the one that they only detect it when it's too late to do anything about it?
Well, you can't live without a pancreas, and it's really difficult to get a pancreas transplant. So usually, if it doesn't matter when you get it, it's...
I think that's the one.
Short lifespan.
Yeah, that's the one. I think that's. I always get confused with that and prostate cancer. I think it was pancreatic was the one that killed my dad. And it just terrifies me. Oh my god, I'm constantly checking my body all over for lumps and bumps. Right, even men should check their breasts for lumps and stuff like that. I'm constantly having a fiddle everywhere because it terrifies me the thought of just finding something but finding it too late.
The body's just absolutely amazing. There are things that it can do to fight for itself, but then, like you say, the signs and symptoms are... But did you know that most men over the 80 have some form of prostate cancer?
Yeah, I did,
And you're not aware.
Yeah. Because it kind of... It rots away as you get older.
That's it. It goes all nice and hard and lumpy.
Nice, hard, lumpy prostate.
Absolutely. You know how they have to check that out, don't you?
Yes, I do! I should probably... I haven't... I had a check ages ago for something. I had a camera 13 centimetres up my anus. Boy, yeah.
I've had that as well. And not for prostate, obviously. I had it because... The camera couldn't do the prep that you had to take beforehand. It made me really sick.
Oh, well, the prep that empties you out...
Yeah.
Mine was a suppository.
Oh, I had to drink 2 litres.
Oh, you know, I squirted a bottle up my bum. And mine was to check for bowel cancer. But I suppose 42-year-old man, 43 in a few weeks, guys. Jeez.
The day before my boyfriend.
Hey! Well, hang on a minute.
He's the 10th of June, 1973.
Wowzers. That, you know my birthday. That suddenly I'm a little bit freaked out.
Only because I was looking on Wikipedia at something the other day and it came up.
OK, in that case, I'm not so freaked out, although
I'm not stalking you, don't worry.
I bet you've got a tattoo of me somewhere. I suppose I should go...
Right, I'm a bum.
There we go.
I've been in Slough, actually, when I went to visit your old childhood home.
You say that again?
I went to get it when I visited your old childhood home.
Oh, you're so... Don't be... You're horrible. What a strange woman. I suppose 43 is like the prime age to start going having someone putting their finger up my bum.
Absolutely. You need to be getting it all checked and get checked for diabetes. You need to go and get your general health check because people, a lot of certain fourth of the population with diabetes don't know they have it.
Oh, man. Right. Okay. And do I just go and say, this is like proper now. This is all getting heavy because I'm worried I'm going to die. And I will.
You won't die.
No, but I will.
Well, we all will.
But I might die suddenly because people die suddenly.
Yeah.
I just phone up my GP, do I, and say I want my bum checked.
You could just ring and say you want a general health check and...
Beautiful, right,
do it. You want to get your prostate done, your diabetes, go and get an HbA1c done.
Yep. I'm going to go and do it. I'm going to get someone put their finger on my bum next week.
And if you're in Berkshire, I'll come and see me and I'll have a look at your eyes for you.
Thank you very much indeed, Cathy. I'm going to cut you off now because you're scaring me a little bit. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hey, my man, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, boss. What you got?
I've got a wee question for you.
Yeah.
Is there any chance you could start doing requests on your Facebook stroke talk radio page?
What kind of requests?
Well, we've got hundreds of requests. Even like just like a short message.
What? You
get £8.50 a message, like Wagner did.
Oh, I was offered this. There's this company, right? I don't know if it's the same one that Wagner is on, right? Where you they got in touch with me. It's like messages from celebrities.com or something. And it was like a premium rate number, and people could phone up to me and pay like £1.50 a minute, right? Or whatever I wanted, I could charge £5 a minute, right? And the only other person, I looked at their website, and I said, "Well, I do a phone-in show, and people can phone me for free, so that's weird." And I looked at their website, and the only person they had was the Chinese-looking fella from Big Brother about 4 years ago, who was a bit shifty. I can't remember his name, and that was it. So no, I'm not doing that.
Oh, because I was on your live feed. Facebook.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And I'd mentioned I'd paid £30 for Wagner to give me a stag G, big G stag do, and you gave me a wee shout out without doing it for money. You know what I mean? So it was great.
Okay. Well, I'm still confused. What do you want me to do for you now?
Oh, nothing. I'm just very grateful for it.
Well, I'm a nice kind of guy. Let me take one more, then we'll have the break. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian, it's Nelson.
Hello, Nelson.
Uncut after hours conversation for the up all night generation. Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Just Hello, line one.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, mate?
Not a lot.
Yeah, my name's Daniel. What's up, mate? Yeah, what I want to talk about today is fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, have you ever done fishing?
Long time ago, yeah. I used to go with my dad. I used to find it a little bit boring.
Boring?
Yeah.
Fishing ain't boring, right? Sitting up my road now.
Turn your radio off, Daniel.
All right. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fishing not that boring.
It's a little... why do you enjoy it so much?
It's the fact that you just catch the fish and just put them back.
The fact that you just catch the fish...
Yeah, well...
And then you put them back. It's the fact that you just catch the fish...
Yeah, but you still have to have patience with them.
And then you put them back.
Yep.
It's the fact that you just catch the fish...
Yeah.
And you just put them back.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you just catch the fish.
Okay, that starts to get freaky.
Put them back.
It's Hello?
The fact that you just catch the fish. And put them back.
Hello?
It's the fact that you just catch the fish. And put Hello? Them back. It's the fact that you just catch the fish. Oh 844 499 1000 is the telephone number. So this is how the last hour of the show works. And I don't know how long we're going to keep doing this for. I don't know if this is going to be a permanent thing. I don't think it will be. For the foreseeable future, we'll be taking calls straight to air for the last hour of the show. Until maybe the station gets up and running a little bit better. You can call in about anything you want whatsoever. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, my name's John.
Hello, John.
Yeah, I'm still my education here, and in NHS Parkins, well, my dad died the other day, and when we went to visit him, we had to pay £10 for 4 hours.
Were you driving?
Yes.
What car do you drive, John, was it?
Yes. The new Jaguar.
The new Jaguar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just £10. Just to visit my own dad.
Yeah, who was dying?
Oh, my dad.
Of what?
Well, he died of cancer.
Of what? Of what?
Oh, he had some sort of cancer in his neck.
Cancer in his neck. Neck cancer. Okay.
Yeah.
How old was he when he died?
64.
64. It's no age, is it?
Yep, I am.
How old are you?
28.
Yeah, what year were you born?
Pardon?
What year were you born?
1987.
1987?
Yeah.
Okay, you're 28. Okay. What date?
Pardon? August 24th.
Okay. And how much did your car cost?
Pardon? I got it from a birthday gift.
You got it as a birthday gift?
Yeah.
Wow. Who got you the new Jaguar?
My wife.
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
What's it like having sex with a woman?
Well, I don't really like talking about that in life.
No. But you have, yeah? You have done, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
All right.
Is it half term at the moment?
I don't know.
You not got kids?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Would you like kids?
Planning.
Sorry?
Or planning to.
You're planning to?
Yep.
What do you do for a living, John? I like you.
I go to work. I work as a farmer.
my dad's old place, because he sells chicken eggs and all that. And stuff like that.
So you work as a farmer?
Yeah.
At your dad's old place, or like a farm, is it?
Yeah.
And what, just chicken eggs?
We sell like farm animals and chicken eggs and all that.
What farm animals do you sell?
We sell like horses and donkeys. But we don't sell them from old age, we sell them from...
Like puppies, when they're puppies?
Yeah.
So you like puppy donkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a puppy horse?
Yeah.
Is it not harder? Because when they're puppies...
Yeah.
And you can, you know, like the horses, I remember going to a farm years ago and they had puppy horses and you could pick them up, you know.
Yeah, they're very light.
They're very, very light. You can, but they're so small when they're puppies, you can put them in, like, your bag and carry them around.
My wife said she would do that one day, just take him down to her sister's house.
With a puppy horse in her bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. It must be hard to get rid of them when they're puppies.
No, it's easy because we have a lot of children that want to look after their own sort of horses.
Yeah, she said, yeah.
Yeah. I know that we live in Kent, so it's much more easier to sell them.
Of course it is. Of course, a lot of people in Kent want to buy puppy horses and puppy donkeys.
Yeah, they're called fowls.
Fowls?
Yes.
Well Googled?
Hmm?
Well Googled?
Yeah.
But
I've been selling animals since I was 14.
Selling animals since you were 14? Gosh, you must be tired. So they're called fowls.
Yeah.
These puppy horses, the tiny ones.
Yeah.
You can put in your bag. How much would a puppy fowl go for?
Well, depending what kind of colour, because, it's mostly about the colour and what sex it is.
Yeah, I want a male yellow puppy fowl.
That would be impossible.
Why?
Yellow. Because there's... You can't get a yellow horse.
All right, a brown one.
Well, we could say about $2,000.
Yeah, OK. Who bought you the Jaguar?
Oh, my wife.
Wowzers. What does she do? She can't have made enough money from selling puppy fowls.
She owns her own business.
What does... this is why I love phoning radio, because you just get to hear so many stories from people. What business... What's your wife's name?
Her name's Sierra.
Sierra.
Yeah.
And what was your name again?
John.
John. Just remind me, when was your birthday?
August 24th.
Of what year?
1987.
Okay. And what business does Sierra... This is good, by the way, son. Well done. What business does Sierra own?
She helps young children at NKC.
That what?
She helps young children at NKC.
OK. And she makes enough money from helping young children to buy you the new Jaguar, which costs, what, 40, 50 grand?
Yeah.
Wow.
The whole family worked towards that for me. It was a big surprise.
Big, big surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, big surprise. Well, what's the fastest speed you've been in that Jaguar?
On my road, basically, I've done 50 miles an hour up strike on my road. Like, because I live near a farm, we hardly drive, so we're mostly on our quad bikes.
Yeah.
Get around, or we're riding our horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we... the only time I would drive the Jaguar was to go down to my dad's old farm.
Yeah.
Yes, Colin and Sons.
Colin and Sons. You're one of the sons. Have you got brothers, then?
Yeah.
How many brothers you got?
I've got 3 brothers.
Yeah, what are their names?
Simon, Stephen and Harry.
Simon, Stephen.
They all have children.
So you're an uncle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love my nephews and my nieces.
What are your nephews and nieces called?
I've only got 3.
Yeah, what are their names?
I can't remember my nephews' names.
You must love them so much. What about your niece?
Her name's, Charadari. The birthday tomorrow as well. Oh my God, it's her birthday tomorrow.
What are you going to get her, John?
Might just give her a horse.
Yeah, give her a puppy fowl.
Yeah.
All right, Mum. Well, it's good to talk to you. Is your wife asleep now? Can I speak to Sierra?
Yeah, she's still at work.
She's still at work with the children?
No. She's in the office because she's the manager. So she has to go with all the files and all that.
Do you miss her?
A lot. It's hard to have babies when she's always at work.
It is.
We only get to see her nearly once a week. Get to see her.
So hard to have babies when she's always at work.
Yep.
But you're trying to have babies, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. I wish you the very. What video games are you playing at the moment?
No, it's more work.
You don't play Xbox or PlayStation?
No.
No. Not Assassin's Creed or Call of Duty or anything?
No. No. More work. Yeah. I used to play this stuff when I was younger.
Yeah.
When I was, 19?
What games were you playing when you were about 19?
No more football games and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but those times, we had, you know the ODSs?
I remember those, yeah.
The one that doesn't fold. If you try to fold, it snaps in half.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You're good, man. You're good, John.
Yeah, man.
You're good.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. My phone was ringing.
Was that your mum telling you to go to bed now?
No.
Is she asleep next door?
No, she doesn't live with me.
She mum doesn't live. Where does your mum live?
Oh, she lives in London.
All right. Yeah. What time have you got to be at school tomorrow?
I don't go to school.
No?
Going to work.
Okay, what time have you got to be at work? I could talk all night to this fella. What time have you got to be at work, John?
Well, the barn opens at 4 o'clock.
The barn opens at 4?
Yeah, p.m., 4 p.m.
4 p.m, all right, 4 p.m. Oh, okay, fine, the barn opens at 4 p.m.
Yeah. Well, we have a barn and a farm, but the barn is where we have, like, the eggs and all that.
Yeah. And that opens at 4 p.m?
Yeah.
Okay. What's this Jaguar you got? What one is it?
The Jaguar FX something.
The Jaguar X something?
Yeah.
I tell you what, John. That's your name.
Yeah.
You've got balls of steel.
What do you mean?
You're welcome to come on anytime you want, buddy.
All right.
Thank you, mate.
All right. See ya.
Ta-ta. Oh, come on. I mean, come on. Fair. Well played, young man. Very, very well played.
Late Night Ian Lee. On air and off the loop. On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Fair play. That young man. Balls of steel. I mean, he put a lot of the... You can come if you want, Kath. He put a lot of the adult callers we get to shame with his, barefaced lie. At no point did he buckle and cave in. And that has to be respected. Let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the wireless. Thank you very much indeed. There we go. He was good, wasn't he?
Commitment.
Do you remember the call we had at 3CR?
Yeah, with the PE teacher.
The PE teacher. And he was about 12.
Yeah.
And he called himself, like, Mr. Stevens or something, and he'd...
You'd been studying PE for 10 years.
He talked like that. He talked like that. He's within a voice like that. And it was obviously a kid talking like that. And he studied PE at university for 10 years. And we were just making up, like, exams and modules and stuff. Like
the Musseltons.
The Musseltons and the Bendy Flexes. Yeah, done all that. Done the Musseltons, yeah. Passed that.
He didn't have an entire family, though, like John. I mean, John...
Well, Matt, do you know what? I feel sorry for John.
He's never going to make that baby, is he?
No, if she's at work. I'll be honest, I didn't quite understand what her job was with young children.
I don't know, but it requires a lot of paperwork.
And maybe I should have mentioned this to him, but I didn't want to break the young lad's heart. I suspect she's having an affair.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to have babies with him. But still, it's his niece's birthday tomorrow.
He's just remembered.
He looked at the diary, and he's going to give her a puppy foal. So that is nice.
I love the farm as well. Very reasonable hours, 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Those
exactly.
Chickens don't drop anything before 3:30.
I liked him. I couldn't have done what do you reckon? 13, 14?
Yeah, I couldn't have done
that at that age. I couldn't have done that at that age. You know,
there's no laughter.
He was. Is it hot? We've had a couple of calls from younger people tonight, which is great. I love it, by the way. Absolutely love it. Not one of those shows where we get sniffy about having, you know, people phoning up who are under the age of 15. Not at all. Love it. Absolutely love it. But is it half term? Is there a holiday or something going on? Because we've had a couple of those calls this evening.
Still a couple of weeks away.
Okay. Well, then that would. Well, we'll see what's going on. But I enjoyed that. He was brilliant. He was cracking. 0844 499 1000, 7 pence a minute, plus access charge, significantly more from mobile telephones. And as you've heard, you can phone up and you can do anything you want. This song's a little bit miserable.
Let's... And Sierra, if you're listening and you want to confess, phone up now.
Yeah. Oh, this is good. Listen to this. I never listened to this album. Because it's not the kind of music you put on at home, but to have on the last hour of a surreal late night phone in, it's because Penguin Cafe Orchestra. Them and.
It's good hold music.
Do you remember Michael Nyman?
No.
Michael Nyman did this the most. I probably haven't got it. What was the name? He used to do film scores, right. Like The Cook, The Wife, The Thief, and Her Lover.
Yeah.
He did. The most... What's the Michael Nyman song? I'm never going to remember it. Michael Nyman. Let's see if it pops up. Michael Nyman. He did a... I'll try and find it in a minute. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Ian.
Yes, sir.
Sir, my name is Sophia, and I just heard you talking to my Uncle John. What's, he's forgotten my birthday? He better not be getting me another puppy fowl foal thing, or I'll send it to the knacker's yard. I'll have it turn into glue. And he's a bum. He's not a farmer. He doesn't do any farming. I do the farming. 18 I'm going to be tomorrow. 18! He does, what a joke. I'm going to have to go. I'm furious. John, you're going to have it. You're having it.
Oh, these calls have been so good tonight. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
There's trouble in John's paradise.
Oh, dear.
It would be good to hear from Sierra. There's something going on there.
Trying to find... This is the album, this Michael Nyman thing, The Essential Michael Nyman. Was it this? Hang on. I'm never going to remember it. I'm never going to remember it. Yes, I am going to remember it. Oh, listen to this bit of music. I haven't heard this for about 25 years when I was a pretentious student. Have some of this. Have some of this. Here we go, listen. Oh, flipping heck. This bit of music is amazing, man. This for years. Indulge me a second. Here we go. It's quite repetitive. He's one of those people that's a bit repetitive, right? There's a tension somewhere in it, remember? Something else, huh? Isn't that amazing? We used it in a really pretentious play we were in at college. These girls were doing it and they got me and my friend Stephen Connor in. Nearly got us in it because they fancied us.
Really?
Oh, year above us, year above us. And we had to do this. One more bit. I'm having literally, what can I describe? Well, not literally, a musical orgasm.
An eargasm.
This, I mean, flip it. I haven't heard that for 22 years. And I remember exactly where I was. I remember we had to stand in the window frames. It was, oh, flipping it. Oh, that's made my night. That has a little bit of that. We've got call from John, then from Sophia, and then Michael Nyman. Can the show get any better?
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000. There was a thing they did on their show earlier on,
right?
That was well, it was wrong.
Which bit?
About the thing about if you go to church, you live longer. It was wrong. It was factually incorrect, and heard it, and I thought, ooh. Well, it wasn't. It was flawed.
Do you know what I think it is?
Yeah.
The older you get, the more interested in religion you become.
Well, I don't know if it's that, but it's going to church. This is the story they got it from, right? And it's one of those surveys which the excellent programme on Radio 4, More or Less, would tear apart, right? You hear all of these phone-ins and things based on these crappy surveys on local radio and stations like this. And then you listen to More or Less and they go, well, yeah, well, that's not actually what the results are saying. Going to church is good for women's health. Oh, let me just take this. Yes, line one? Hello?
Willie Bum.
Willie Bum, thank you.
Wow.
Going to church is good for women's health and can cut the risk of dying early by a third.
No.
That's not true.
Old women last longer.
Attending just once a week is linked to a lower risk of death from all causes, a US study showed. Researchers say they do not know why, but expect it has to do with optimism and a sense of community over affecting the effects of stress and depression. Women who went to church more than once a week had a 33% lower risk of death during the 16-year study compared with women who never went to church. Those who went weekly had a 26% lower risk, and those who attended services less than weekly had a 13%. Right. The thing is,
who did the survey? Religion.
Yeah, it was a religious group.
Of course it was.
The thing is, right, it doesn't take into account that the lifestyle of somebody who attends church regularly is probably going to be a comparatively healthy lifestyle, in as much as they probably aren't drinking excessively, they're probably not smoking, almost certainly not taking drugs, probably safe driver. They're not leading the reckless life, lifestyle, that reckless is perhaps the wrong word, but they're leading a different lifestyle, more sedentary lifestyle to other women. So,
well, they're not going to go out on a Saturday night because they've got church the next day.
You go, exactly, you see. You've got it exactly.
Also, they're not going to sit home being lonely because they know they can go to church.
So this is going to church is good for women's health and can cut the risk of dying late by third. It's nonsense. It's bullshine. So I just thought that. I could do a really good Woody Allen, I reckon.
I just feel I have to say something. The church is actually... It hurts me to say this.
That's not bad, is it?
There's a touch of...
I'm quite good at the impressions. There's certainly a Woody Allen certainly has a
touch. There's a touch of De Niro in there as well.
I can go between the two.
Go on.
Well, you say the face. The face was... this was the radio. The radio... The face is irrelevant. What I need to do to get into character is 0844 499 1000. If you want to phone up and say Willy Bump, you're more than welcome.
I don't know whether the face is irrelevant because you watch the TV impressionists, and half the time the voice is pony, but the face and mannerisms are right.
I'm a radio.
You're a Culshaw
impressionist. I'm a Culshaw, as opposed to
a Bremner.
Any of the others. Bremner's like really good impressions, but they're not funny. That's the problem I have with Bremner, is he'll do something that's clever. All the clever kids used to watch it at school. And I couldn't face it, because it was just. Hang on, sorry. Yes, line one.
Oh, hi, Ian. Yeah, mate.
Yep.
Yeah. Just thought I'd just call up. Long time listener, first time caller.
Hey, nice one, man. What's your name?
It's Ivor.
Hello, Ivor. Why have you chosen to call up this evening?
Just a little bit bored. Chauffeuring up in London, so. Well, let me just give Ian a quick call.
Anybody exciting? You're not chauffeuring those slackers at the Arkiva Radio Awards, are you?
No, not tonight. Just the boring bankers from the city.
Oh man, they're live. Those... Good tippers?
No, I just wanted to say, it's so good to have you back on the air, like, on nights. I was a listener back in the day at the LBC, so...
Man alive, that was really... 8-9 years ago.
It was, yeah.
How are you enjoying the show? Because it's early days, and as a station, Talk is a new station, and it's not got, you know, as many listeners as hopefully we will get. And as a result, we haven't got as many callers as hopefully we will get. And I'm not the same person that I was 8 years ago. How are you finding the show? Is it living up to your expectations?
It's really good, actually. And the whole Periscope thing, I think, is genius. I think, you know, you're leading the way on radio in that sense. I think it's you know, the way forward, definitely. And, so I'm watching that, kind of jumping between the radio and all that, between jobs, and haven't had any clients ask for your station yet. But,
yeah, well, it will. When someone gets in the car, because I know when I get in the car, I always say, can we put Radio 4 on, please? Do you always, if you're listening to what you want to listen to, does it ever annoy you?
What, listening to someone else's choice?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, sometimes you have your defaults, but it's nice to mix it up every now and then.
Would you ever refuse, if I got in the back and, like, asked for, like, you know, like some banging radio station, would you get up, would you refuse?
Well, no, the clients always get preference. Ooh, you know, that's how it goes, so.
All right, well, listen, I'm glad you found me. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Thank you very much. I'm glad you've called in after all these years. Thank you, man. That's really nice. Line two, you're on the wireless. Stay for longer. There's no need to rush off like that. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
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 Yes.
I've got a list. Been listening.
Yeah.
Heard today about BBC.
Yeah.
BBC getting rid of lots of recipes.
Well, this is the thing. They said they're going to get rid of lots of recipes. Then they said, actually, no, we're not going to get rid of them. We're going to put them behind a paywall. And then the recipes thing, I want to know what they're really getting rid of, because the recipes thing is not the story. And someone's made that the story. There's obviously something else going on. But anyway, go on. What list have you made?
Well, it's a list for... It's a chicken pie. Lemon meringue pie. Apple pie. Apple pies. Spaghetti bolognese. Mary Berry. Cake. Pear pie. Ravioli. Biscuit. Ginger biscuit. Other biscuit. Apple turnover. Cheese pizza. Big cheese pizza. Pigeon pie. Lamb cutlets. Big roast dinner. Maybe a roast dinner. You couldn't ban a roast dinner. Could you ban a roast dinner? I don't think you could ban a roast dinner. Sweet and sour pork. A burger. Maybe a burger. Chocolate cake. Ghetto. Sandwich. No, you couldn't. The sandwich you couldn't ban either. But mate, it's not the story, is it, Ian? I'm not sure it's the story. It may be the story. Sticky toffee pudding. Nice piece of grilled fish. Fish and chips.
Shepherd's pie.
Cottage pie. I've run out of pies. Pork pie.
Blackberry pie.
Ooh. Pigeon pie.
You already said that.
Venison pie. Come on, where's your pie?
There aren't any more pies.
There must be more pies. The BBC's banned them all. Or somebody's banned them all.
Mince pie.
Mince pie, good one. Mince pie.
Banoffee pie.
That's difficult. Oh, you're good at this.
I'm stealing them from Periscope now.
Cheating.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The pies. Lemon mint pie.
Steak and kidney pie.
Chicken korma pie. Yes.
It's the fact that you just catch the fish and put them back.
Teach a man to fish.
Any more pie?
Not sure I've got any more pies. That's all the pies for tonight.
Eh?
That's all the pies.
What about a roll and sausage and potato scone?
Oh. It's not pie though, is it?
But it's square sausage. With egg and bacon.
An egg and bacon pie.
Not pie, roll.
I'm sticking with the pies.
Beef and ale.
Oh, steak and ale. Is that right? Beef and ale.
Chicken and mushroom.
I think I'm out of pies. I think I'm out of pies. Bye.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.